talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey guys, I had an idea. You know, we've been handed lemons, so maybe we start making some lemonade.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
There's a lot of tragedy here. There's a lot of sorrow here.
It's been a great day. Our avocado adventure. Actually, we also saw a dog eat an avocado today.
Right.
The Grove we were just visiting. Their dogs ate avocados, and they are have the shiniest, healthiest looking coat.
Great story.
I need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Watch a making.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Fruitcake.
Roll another one.
Yeah, that's my America.
Just like the other one.
I guess you are truly
this
delusional.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Stay tuned.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
This will not affect me in any way.
Roll another one.
It's getting dark outside.
Just like the other one.
Black dudes are cool.
This one seems to be about.
Going to kill your mother.
I don't have another cent.
Good morning.
But don't bogart that joint.
What the hell is going on?
Just pass it around.
What are you doing?
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
This is not my kind of comedy.
And now,
honestly, I wish I was more sober right now.
Our feature presentation.
Who hasn't don't felt that all. Way? Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. It's the 2nd of December. All right, everybody, listen closely.
We're not going to whistle. I mean, whisper today. It's not going to happen.
Let's all listen very closely as Allie tries to talk.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Hey, Allie, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good, Kevin. How are you?
Really? Tell us more about it.
Well, I woke up a little bit and felt like a dude, like more so than usual.
Right.
And don't really know what's happening with my voice, but I find the more that I lubricate my throat, the better it is. So, things are going good.
Do you feel sick, or is it just there's something going on with your vocal cords?
Yeah.
Which one?
She was a no on do you feel sick.
Oh, no on sick. Yes. On vocal. Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're not sick. Oh, that's good then. All right. You just sound unusual.
Well, some would say sexy. No one would say sexy.
Can you do me a favor? I can't find my paperwork. Would you read who's playing Acoustic Christmas weekend after this? Because I don't see it, and I can't remember.
Huh.
Is there any way you can just read a bunch of stuff out loud for me?
Night one or night two?
Yeah, because I don't remember either.
Yeah. Well, let's start with night one and then see if it jogs our memory. We may have to have you read night two also.
Night one's pretty good. Blink 182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Ambassadors, and the Strumbellas. I mean,
what have
that's
you done with Ally McKay?
It's a great night.
I think I missed the third one.
Oh, that was Jimmy Eat World.
No, that's not it. Start
AFI,
from the top.
Blink 182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Ambassadors, and the Strumbellas.
And that's the Saturday show?
That is Saturday night.
There's a Sunday one too,
there
though, right?
There is indeed. Yeah, thank you for asking. That's Green Day, Beck, Weezer, Bastille, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Fantagram.
So now I can't understand a word you're saying.
Bishop
Start
Briggs,
that one over. I'm sorry. Start.
Green Day, Beck, Weezer, Bastille, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Fantagram, Bishop Briggs, and the Head and the Heart.
Allie, with all that's going on in the news, I need a refresher course on the U.S. Constitution. Could you read that to me, please?
I hate you so much. Listen, it's fine when I like take a big sip right before.
Right. But how long does that last? How long does that lubrication in your throat last?
Again, thank you for asking. About 30 seconds.
Okay.
Wow.
It's going to be a long day for Allie. It's going to be a long day for us.
Yes, it is.
I wanted to ask, no joke, I was going to ask you this question anyway, Allie. This is not an effort to get you to talk more. You and I both watched the annual Christmas classic, Charlie Brown Christmas last night.
Sure.
Which is something that I look forward to so much.
Yeah.
Am I now too sensitive, too politically correct to the point where it's hard to watch because of how mean the kids are to Charlie Brown?
No, you're dumb.
Have you felt that way?
Because it's a cartoon strip.
I know, but I always felt that way.
Dumb.
I was always super sensitive to Charlie Brown and
God,
how awful Lucy is.
It's brutal.
Lucy's such a C word. I can't with
her. She's a monster,
yeah,
first of all.
She's awful.
And second of all, it's not just, I mean, even his own dog ignores Charlie Brown. Violet takes glee in the fact that she didn't invite him to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
His little sister, Sally, when he goes out for the Christmas tree.
Why do some people tune out?
Sally talks about how he never does anything right. They're always calling him a blockhead. I mean, it really, I felt bruised at the end of that show last night. With
Shut up,
Charlie
who?
Charlie Brown.
Been a while, right?
Shut up, who?
Mr. T's back.
Mr. T's back. I didn't realize Mr. T was going to log in.
But I'm saying, first of all, it's a cartoon.
I know, but it's a cartoon.
And second of all, it's a cartoon
of little kids.
Right, right, right. But second of all, it's a cartoon that's been on the air for 40 years.
Over 50 now.
So over 50 years. So I'm saying the fact that you feel so strongly about it now is just... It's not possible.
Do you think he's getting more sensitive as he ages?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because
to the contrary.
Kevin, did you watch that show with your kids when they were little?
No.
Really?
It's Charlie Brown.
But the reason it's on the air is because every year parents show it to their kids and new generations of fans are born because they see the special.
Kids were perfectly happy not to watch it. All good.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are parents now who wouldn't show it to their kids because of how cruel these children are to one another. The
Holy
mocking
crap.
And the ridicule.
I don't think so much with that.
Really?
Oh, Omar, shut up, fool!
Omar's coming in and he's very angry. I don't know what's going on.
I was going to say that I was with my kids last night watching the special.
Right.
Oh, you were. Okay.
And they were busting a gut.
At how mean Lucy was?
They found it so funny, and I was, in my head, pissed because I find it so awful. And now I'm going to...
Wait. Wait a minute. Are you talking about the treatment of Charlie Brown or the whole thing in general?
No, the whole thing in general.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were upset that they were laughing.
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to watch it with them for who knows how long.
No, you know what?
You know what I mean?
At least 15 years.
I was so angry.
Yeah.
Try this. It's not on this year. Try that.
You know what? I love my kids.
But Omar, your kids, I mean... You would never, ever allow them to hang out with kids that treated Charlie Brown as badly as he's treated on that show last night, right? I mean, that's horrible behavior.
No, I totally would. It's all
okay,
good.
All right. Maybe Omar's not the go-to guy then. So, all right. Well, we survived it for another year, so I guess we'll just have to tough it up. It's a great show, by the way.
Terrible.
But
so
it's increasingly
it's
painful.
I'm with Omar.
So good.
And hard to watch. All right. Increasingly painful, hard to watch. Good. You can bail next year and not talk about it all Christmas. Deal?
No!
Right. Shut up, fool!
I'm just going to watch it and root for Charlie Brown.
I can't, I'd rather have Allie tell us what's going on in today's... Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm going to make a suggestion. How about you stop being such an asshole?
Okay.
Because it's Friday, we have got the movie beat. We are going to see only Omar would think it sounds hot. It's so awful.
It sounds like you got something with your throat.
Okay.
Start again.
Because it's Friday, we've got the movie beat. RJ Bell will join us talking about his picks for the NFL Week 13. Beer Mug is down at the Hollywood Christmas Parade. We'll see who he checked in with. I believe Chuck E. Cheese is involved. We're going to talk about your lucky numbers, because Bean's lucky number is 2,035, 700?
700.
2,735. We're going to find out all about that, as well as your tickets for night one of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and your Bud Light backstage passes. Winners must be 20. Yeah, that's okay. That's all. I'm just going to... Hey, Mr. T.
Shut up, fool!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Hey, Ruff Garman.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, good? No.
How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody
was it good? Sexy or was it disturbing hearing Allie on the radio this morning?
Listen, I love Allie. Mm-hmm. But, nah.
Not today, huh?
Didn't sound,
it's not sexy.
Didn't
it's
sound
awful.
Sexy. It sounded like you got punched in the throat, yeah. Which is never sexy.
No,
really.
No,
that's not a good look.
Because it's not smoky.
No.
So it's like,
wish it was.
It's the
intervention crying guy, really, is what it's got.
It's more croaky.
It's croaky.
Yeah.
Croaky.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wish it was smoky.
Lister Edwin.
Croaky and smoky, by the way, was my first radio job.
Is that right?
I worked with them over on KLIT.
Were you croaky or smoky?
I used to work with them at Croaky and Smoky. We had a good time.
Lister Edwin, frequent contributor via
email. Oh, my goodness.
Was very excited to wake up and hear that we had Harvey Fierstein on the program today, because he's a big fan. He's looking forward to an interview. So let's move on here on a Friday with our first look at the Showbiz Beat at 5:55.
It doesn't help, Allie, when you go... you sound like It's Pat from the old SNL sketch. I don't know what I'm doing today. Yeah, just kind of pick up the energy a little bit. Just might help things along.
Smidge.
Just saying.
Hey, guys.
What?
Real quick.
Oh, that is never true.
No, real quick.
When you say that.
Because you brought up It's Pat. For folks who don't recognize
Jennifer. Shut up, fool. I'm so glad Mr. T showed up.
It was a movie for like 25 years ago, and the whole premise.
It wasn't a movie at all. It was a sketch on SNL.
Then it became a movie. Yeah. They made an It's Pat movie. And the whole premise of it was nobody could tell whether this person was male or female, and everybody was spent the whole movie trying to figure out. Now, I had a real-life situation where that happened to me the other day, and my question for you, I guess, is it worth trying to figure out, or is there no reason to know?
What?
You son of a bitch.
There was a person
so
over...
So you saw somebody.
Remember when he said real quick at the beginning of that statement?
No, not you just lying. Saw somebody. She was, he or she was doing work, came out with the landscaping crew to do some flower beds and stuff like that. And I was involved in a conversation with this person, nice person. And I didn't know, I couldn't tell, didn't know.
Can I answer your question?
There were no clues. So my question is that something you would need to know, or is that something it's just you should just walk away
from
and not
think about
it? It's
only important if you're planning on effing the person.
I can't imagine it makes 1% difference.
But you don't want to accidentally say something as if you're assuming.
Glad we both have penises, huh? You thought that might come up in conversation?
No, you don't want to actually say something that is appropriate for the other sex.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What could that possibly be when you're talking to a landscaper?
I don't know.
Hey, you and I both love vagina, don't we?
No.
What are you going to say? The shrubs go over here is all you need to say.
I was just concerned that I somehow was going to say the wrong thing.
Well, how would you?
I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't is the point.
So I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the landscaper's name? Figuring there's your clue, and it was Kelly, so that helped. It up. Not at all. I didn't know. But it's troubling me now that I...
Shut up, fool!
Okay. So you're saying just let it go.
Shut up, fool!
All right.
People say to me, why do you get so upset? Why do you get so agitated? Have you listened to that? Did you hear that?
That was a legitimate real-life problem that I came to my friends with for some help.
Real quickly. Nothing good comes after those words from me.
You're doomed.
Yep. Just leave the room. All right, we got a minute for showbiz
now. All right, let's do that then.
All right.
I'm going to take some time of it to sell my show. How about that? Tonight at 10 p.m. on the Improv stage on Melrose Avenue at the Hollywood Improv. It is Kevin Smith, writer, director, raconteur, actor, and me doing Hollywood Babylon.
No. I'd like to hear Allie give this tease.
I don't want
tease. I mean, if you don't
guys.
Mind.
I'm a landscaper.
It's Kelly. 10 p.m., The Late Show. It's only a couple more left in this year before we do, of course, our big New Year's show. But this week and next week are the last babbles of 2016. So if you'd like to come out, we'd love to have you join us. Go to improv.com to get your tickets, won't you?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Well, you won't be there, Vin, but that's okay. Maybe I'll come. Hey, this is a good news. If you, like many of us, like to go to see live music, theater, sporting events, there is a new law, a new sheriff in town.
New law?
Yeah, against ticket bots. Washington Post is reporting that the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Bots Act of 2016 on Wednesday. Now, if the House of Representatives agrees, this means it will be illegal to use computer programs to buy up all the tickets.
That's great.
For Broadway shows, concerts, and sporting events. So this way, this legislation will crack down on online hackers and scalpers that use these bots to purchase thousands of tickets in a matter of milliseconds. I had no idea that the technology had progressed as far as it can, but really, literally, in a matter of seconds, they can snap up thousands and thousands of tickets.
This is great news.
And then, of course, they sell them at outrageously inflated prices. So this would make that... This would make that act illegal.
Sweet.
Meaning more tickets for you, the average Joe.
I like that.
I think it's pretty cool. So we got to wait for that House of Representatives to get their act together. Right? Those bastards.
Right.
Oh, hate the House. Love the Senate, but hate the House. Always been that way. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lucy Liu. Of course, from Elementary. She is 48 years old today. Singer Nelly Furtado. Sounds like a delicious Spanish dish.
Does.
Yes, I'd like the Nelly Furtado, but can I get the beans on the side? She's 38. Britney Spears is 35. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Ugh.
Bleh. He's probably pooping right now.
He's an awful person, right? We can all agree on that. He's bad.
He should hold the mud.
He should hold his mud. He's 33. Not hold the mud, Allie.
You gotta hold your own mud.
Hold. Yeah. Sorry, he holds his mud. You don't hold the mud.
Collective mud.
Because then you're...
It's a lot of mud.
Then you can eat into a German pornography. I mean, really, nobody needs that. That's it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are we... are the phones the thing with the call and the now, or do we wait?
I don't understand the question. Oh, you mean about the acoustic?
Yeah.
We can wait.
Okay. Hey, it's a Friday morning. Thanks so much for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. Our man Ralph Garman is here. It's time for the movie beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat. Welcome to my world.
With all the talking he does off air
during
commercials.
Right.
You would think once in a while he could work in a little, hey, Kevin, when are we going to ask for the callers?
All that off-air talk has nothing to do with the show.
It's so much, hey, did you hear the guy in the Alka-Seltzer commercial died?
Right.
And so little, when do you think we should take calls for the show?
Yeah.
He's not making that up.
That never comes up.
It's very true.
You would think he would save that stuff for off-air.
Yep.
But no, he doesn't have time.
He's got a lot of off-air material to get through.
He's too busy talking about the Alka-Seltzer commercial guy. Right?
Can't help you.
I know you can't. It just feels, makes me feel better to vent sometimes.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, movies, right?
Right.
Those are things we like to watch.
Sure. You like those?
And there's three of them that are new in theaters this weekend for you to take a look at. Ah, this looks sexy and weird and disturbing. It's a movie in limited release called The Eyes of My Mother. And it's about a lovely young woman who is consumed by her deepest, darkest desires after tragedy strikes her life in a small country town. Right?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either. Is it hot? Is it scary?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's listen to some clips from the trailer of The Eyes of My Mother.
I don't do this very often.
Do what?
Go home with people.
Your house is so neat.
Thank you.
Is this your mother?
Yes.
What did she do?
She was a surgeon in Portugal.
What kind?
Eyes. You remember I was fascinated by how the inside of the body looked.
She always hoped
I would be a surgeon one day.
You are all going to die.
Not sexy!
She's going to cut off her eyes, isn't she? Well, so,
cut them out usually. You don't usually cut them off, the eyes.
Shut up.
Unless you got one growing on your shoulder that you need to have someone take a look at, maybe they'll cut that one off. But usually when you get the eyes, you got to get them out.
That's a good point. He's got a point.
I'm just saying.
I mean, technically.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, that's as opposed to not technically.
I hate it.
Euphemistically.
Sounds gross.
This movie is getting a ton of critical acclaim. Mostly for its star, Natalie Portman, who stars as Jacqueline Kennedy. And this film called Jackie is about...
The kids love Jackie.
Oh, you know, the kids. I can't tell you how many trick-or-treaters I had this year show up in pink Chanel outfits with pillbox hats.
Right.
Because they love Jackie Kennedy circa 1963. This is about the aftermath of the assassination of her then-husband, President John F. Kennedy.
Was John F. Kennedy was really put everybody in a sad position.
That's true. Dick.
Jackie had to, can you imagine having to fight through the grief and the trauma of what happens to her in Dallas, and then she still has kids to raise, and she has her husband's legacy to protect and defend, and the American people are looking to her for some sort of guides, like how do we react to this tragedy? And she was, all eyes were on Jackie Kennedy, and she rose to the occasion. Peter Sarsgaard's also in this film. Greta Gerwig, Billy Crudup, great cast. And Natalie Portman's performance is being touted already as a front runner for the award season.
Oh, is that right?
Oscars, yeah. Here's some clips from the trailer of the movie Jackie.
Pam said, Jack. Jack, can you hear me? Jack, love you, Jack.
Well, I've grown accustomed to a great divide between what people believe and what I know to be real.
And how would you like him remembered?
There should be more horses, more soldiers.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
There's more crying, more cameras.
This is making us look like barbarians.
What's wrong with you?
You don't have to do this.
I will march with Jack.
Freeze, sir!
Alone, if necessary. I'm not the First Lady.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, it's not a horror movie, Kevin.
Like sounds scary.
It's not scary. It's sounds history. Scary.
I would get in John F. Kennedy's bed.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
That kind of makes sense.
He was just assassinated, Kevin. Have some respect.
So there's a bed available is what I'm saying.
And lastly, Incarnate. Oh, talk about your scary.
This movie. You are all going to die tonight.
Probably. Aaron Eckhart stars in this film. Along with David Mazouz, and you know David, he plays young Bruce Wayne on Gotham.
Oh,
this
he's
is like
cool.
His third horror movie in a row. This kid loves terror. I don't know why, but he's a scary kid. This is about a scientist with the ability to enter the subconscious mind of the possessed. You don't want to go there,
nope.
I don't think. Stay out of that mind.
That is not a destination.
No. And he's got to save a young boy from a demon who is possessing him with powers that he's never seen before. This is not my job. I would not choose this line of work that this scientist chooses, but he does. And here's some clips from the trailer, Incarnate.
I have an archdemon possessing the body of an innocent 11-year-old boy. Of course we sent in the best exorcists.
I don't do exorcisms. I don't use religious methods to treat the symptoms. I go inside the victim's mind. I evict the demon from the inside. This entity is strong. Strongest I've ever encountered.
What happens when this entity is done with a kid and decides to jump?
The boy dies.
Then the demon cuts somebody's eyes off. Bad movie.
I mean, like usually you cut them out.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, technically.
Yeah. I heard a woman one time say.
No, it wasn't a woman.
Mm. Weird pick this weekend. Those are your options. Me? I'm going to Jackie. Looks pretty awesome.
You and the kids.
Me and the kids. I'm going to bring the kids. Jackie. Pack up the kids. Make a lunch. And go see Jackie in a nice matinee. Kids love the Kennedy story. I'm Ralph Garman and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
All right, we have tickets for night one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas and the Bud Light backstage passes. If you'd like to call now, 1-800-520-1067. Going to play a little game called Total Recall. So if you'd like to call now. We'll give away those tickets next. My Chemical Romance on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That's called All I Want for Christmas Is You.
And Kevin, you hate Christmas music. How happy does that song make
you? That makes me very happy.
It's so good.
I don't hate all Christmas music. I just hate the songs that you've heard 100 million times.
Yeah, well, they do a nice job with Mariah Carey right there. Hey, 1 week from tomorrow night, you guys, we are going to be unveiling night number one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 now in our 27th year doing these shows. And they continue to be great. Blink 182, Kings of Leon, Jimmy Eat World, AFI, M83, X Ambassadors, and the Strumbellas is a strong lineup. We want to give tickets to you right now at 1-800-520-1067, plus Bud Light Backstage Passes with a game that we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Oh, yeah! Total Recall, Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's what you will win. All you have to do is recall.
The lines are full. Kevin, for folks who haven't heard or played Total Recall before, just explain one more time how it works.
Gene is going to give a category. It's going to be loosely related to the bands or to Christmas or something having to do with this particular event. And you have to come up with 5 items in 10 seconds. Now, 5 items in 10 seconds sounds sort of easy, but 10 seconds goes really fast.
Yeah.
When the pressure's on, that's for sure.
It's difficult.
All right. Who's our first contestant, please? If you make it, if you do the 5 and 10, you go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets and the backstage passes from Bud Light for night one.
First up is Jose from East Los. Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome.
I know it's awfully early, Jose, but put your thinking cap on. Here's question number one. The band Blink 182, of course, is headlining night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It features three of our favorite guys, Mark, Matt, and Travis. In 10 seconds, sir, can you name for me 5 other boys' names with just one syllable? 10 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Jack, John, Jared.
Oops, sorry. That's a no.
Nope.
All day long, you're going to be walking around going, Chuck and Paul.
Yeah, I would have failed
Jim
that one.
And Steve.
No
and
way
Bill
I would have got that one.
Dave and Ralph.
Sorry,
thank you for
Jose.
Playing, though, anyway. We appreciate it.
No way I would have got that one.
But it's pretty easy when you think about it.
I mean, yes, if you're not me.
But the pressure's on.
Jerry in Camarillo. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, Jer. Listen up. In honor of the band of the ex-ambassadors, I remind you that the United States has official ambassadors to almost every country in the world. But I am asking you to name any 5 countries in South America. Any 5 countries in South America. Good luck to you. 10 seconds on the clock. Go.
Chile, Panama, Peru, Brazil, Argentina.
Keep going. Keep going.
Panama.
Again.
Did he say Ecuador?
Yes.
Right at the end? Yes, that's the one that got you in. Yeah, Panama is not in South America. I'm sorry.
Although you said it twice.
You did say it twice.
It was a good
effort. You're working hard on Panama. But well done, sir. Congratulations. You are in the drawing. Hang on.
You got it. Congratulations. Let's go to Jennifer in Burbank. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good.
That last caller was grace under pressure, man, to not fall apart there at the end and come up with something, right? All right, Jennifer, here's your category. Good luck. The band AFI is playing the show, of course, and their name is short for A Fire Inside. But AFI is also the abbreviation for the American Film Institute, a group that preserves and celebrates motion pictures. Okay. Here's your task. In 10 seconds, I want you to name for me any 5 movies that came out in 2016. Any 5 movies from this calendar year.
5 movies that came out in 2016?
Yes. 10 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Yeah, he told me 5 flowers. I was ready to go on 5 flowers because I'm a floral designer. But 5 movies that came out in 2016, I have 10 seconds, and they're going to tell me to go right now, and I do not. I'm like, I'm ready for flowers. I'm like, roses, daisies.
What do you mean you're ready for flowers? He doesn't pick flowers just because you work in that industry. How could you have thought that?
I don't know. I literally, my friend handed me the phone. He put a cold soda on my foot, and he's like, you go! And I'm like, roses, daisies, mums, sunflowers, carnations, dick. You know what I mean?
It's a shame.
I'm sorry. We were looking more for Deadpool, Suicide Squad, Fantastic Beasts, Doctor Strange, Star Trek Beyond, or anything like that.
You're my favorite contestant, though. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you for playing anyway.
I feel like I failed her by not coming up with a flower category.
Here's what I'll tell you is that she kept talking so much that I had to turn the volume down so that you could speak.
Yeah, she had a lot going on.
There was not a second where she wasn't talking.
She had a very active imagination. That
cocaine is a hell of a drug. All right, next is Brian and Walnut. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, all right, not Brian, great.
Gotta Brian is ready to name all kinds of nuts.
Right?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be nuts.
Brian. Got his own category.
All right, listen up. We're playing Total Recall for Night One and Bud Light Backstage Passes. We are always excited to see the band Kings of Leon at a K-Rock show. Of course, speaking of Kings, the hit HBO program Game of Thrones has had several featured on the series, including King Robert, King Joffrey, and now King Tommen. In 10 seconds, can you name for me any other five cable channels besides HBO? Any other five cable channels besides HBO in 10 seconds? Good luck, sir.
AMC, TBS, MTV, Comedy Central, FX, FXX.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Six. Wow. Six with time to spare.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a baller.
Well done.
Yes, he is.
Would you consider yourself a baller, Brian?
I do.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's do one more, shall we?
Let's go to Tyler in Los Angeles. Hi, Tyler.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Great, Tyler. Hope you can get in on the drawing for these tickets. All the way from France, the band M83 is also playing our Saturday night show December 10th. They have had a long career with lots of great songs, but they're perhaps still best known for their enormous K-Rock hit called Midnight City from back in 2012. Midnight City sounds like a cool place to visit. In 10 seconds, please name for me any five cities that you have always wanted to visit, Tyler. Any five cities that you, Tyler, have always wanted to visit. Good luck.
Paris, Hong Kong, Sweden, Lake Como, Italy. I'm going to go and Indianapolis.
And I accidentally gave you a ding for Sweden, which isn't a city either. But I'm sorry.
There.
You know, you're the only person in the world who could have answered that question correctly, but you didn't, right?
Wow.
I mean,
hey, Bean, you don't have to be a dick. Tyler, he lost the game. You don't have to rub it in.
No, no,
what's wrong with you?
It was all about Tyler.
You're the Grinch.
And we thank you for listening and thank you for playing the game anyway.
Why are you the Grinch?
I'm not the Grinch.
You're the Grinch. I didn't ask.
All right, so who made the drawing? Is it Jerry and Brian? Is
yes,
that right?
Jerry and Brian.
Only one will win tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Almost Fits Christmas Night number one, plus the Bud Light Backstage Pass is Miss Allie McKay and your best Harvey Fierstein voice. Who's our winner, please?
He's right. He is a baller. It's Brian.
Brian. Congratulations, Brian.
I love balling.
You got the tickets to the show.
Me too.
And the Bud Light Backstage Passes. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Oh, yeah. Total Recall.
I'm not sure he should run games. Maybe he shouldn't be the game runner.
Only you could have answered that. You blew it, Tyler. Loser. Look. Gee, it's bad if the guy doesn't get tickets to a concert he wants to go to.
We already told him no.
He's going to be berated by the host of the game show.
I've never seen
Alex Trebek do that to someone who loses Jeopardy.
Oh, he rolls his Canadian eyebrows, though, I'll tell you
He's pretty judgy.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Okay.
Rolls his Canadian eyebrows?
That was said.
Hey, RJ Bell, you guys, with a winning week.
Because RJ Bell!
Last week, giving us his picks for the NFL, and he is going to look ahead toward Week 13. The Cowboys already have their win in the books. Another goddamn Cowboys win last night, you guys. What's up?
I just don't know.
Right?
It's nuts.
No one saw this coming. Anyway, we'll find out what other games he's got on his radar coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Just goes to show you, no matter what they do to the game, now they change the rules. No matter how they add new penalties, they move the extra point line, the war is won in the trenches. It's that offensive line for Dallas that just makes them a monster. And you got Ezekiel Elliott running behind it. I mean, boy, that's a tough combination to beat right there.
Yeah, a lot of weapons.
Somebody said yesterday, it's always good to have a great foundation before you buy those fancy chandeliers.
Mm.
And boy, are they right about the Cowboys.
Right.
I'm gonna write that down and look it up later. Time for the showbiz beat.
Just rolling my Canadian eyebrows.
Right.
That one. I have no idea what that means.
Stupid Tyler with his stupid guesses.
Only you could have gotten it right. You didn't.
All right, we covered that and we've moved on.
Go away.
Now we're on a new topic.
You lose.
We hate you.
You get nothing.
No, and we hate you.
Ah, Jennifer Lopez. I love her so much.
as I love her show, Shades of Blue on NBC, which is coming back, you know.
Yeah, she's a very realistic police officer.
Don't even, because he hasn't even seen it. So don't even.
It's an excellent show with Ray Liotta and Jennifer Lopez. It's involving. It was great. Did you watch the first season?
I watched some of them.
Week
yes, not
by
all of them.
Week.
Yeah.
It was one of those shows that just grabbed you by the throat.
I agree.
With tension and with drama. And it was an excellent, excellent cop show. And I can't wait for season two. But apparently it's tough work because this week she showed off her black eye on Instagram.
Ooh.
With the caption, "Sometimes work can be rough," with the hashtags, hashtag suffer for your art, hashtag you should see the other guy, hashtag just kidding, hashtag nobody hit me. Hey, enough, no more hashtags. What is it with that phenomenon where people will just tell you an entire paragraph worth of information in hashtags? There should be some sort of limit. It should be like a 2-hashtag limit.
I don't know. I sort of enjoy it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shades of Blue returns to NBC next month. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't believe anything happened to warrant that.
Oh, I thought we were...
Shut up, fool! I got a lot of stories to tell. I got a lot of showbiz news.
You keep going. Ignore him.
I got a lot of showbiz news.
Keep right on going.
I'm just saying, I had a lot of showbiz news, so right. There's no way... You know, I was
but
surprised,
I'm saying,
I was surprised
story.
That I actually even saying, got that Shades of Blue story in.
But I'm saying move on to the next story.
Given the limited time I have to do the Hollywood showbiz beat here.
The Hollywood, whatever
Hollywood
it is.
Showbiz
Babylon.
It's, you know,
but
I'm happy that I was able to get
story
that
two.
Story in. Because given the amount, look, three, 4 pages of stories here.
Yeah. Right, you can go.
And a limited amount of time mm-hmm. that I have here at the towards the top of the every hour.
That's right. It's just good time management, I think.
I almost thought it was going to be impossible to get that story into the showbiz beat. But then it struck me
yes.
as I was reading it, once I was finished.
Oh, what struck you?
What?
There's always room for J-Lo!
He did try and shortcut it, I appreciate that.
Yeah!
Shut up, fool!
I will not be shortcutted. If that is such a thing.
Probably not.
Shortcutted. Also next month, you know what we get? January 2nd, Celebrity Apprentice returns with the new boss, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Have you guys seen the ads for it? What do you think?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
He's on a stallion. That's all I know. In one poster I saw, he comes in on a white stallion. That's all you need. Apparently, I don't know how secure they are in his hosting ability. Because they are, I'm sure, bolstering him up. In the boardroom with him, they have announced like 12 people who will also be in the boardroom with
really?
Him.
Really?
Yes. You know how Trump always used to have like a couple people on either side?
It's usually his kids.
Usually his kids.
His
sometimes his
George, the old man.
Yeah. They have announced they're adding to the boardroom. Well,
Jesus.
No, Jesus did not make the cut.
Oh.
But he will be in the boardroom critiquing the participants with Rocco DiSpirito.
Meatball guy?
Famous celebrity chef Rocco DiSpirito.
Meatball guy?
Or better known as Meatball guy. That's his secret identity, his superhero identity.
Meatball guy?
Tracy Edmonds. Justine Izarek. She's I, Justine, from the YouTubes.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa Gibbons.
What?
Gemma Godfrey. I got nothing for you there. Bob Harper. That name sounds familiar. Was he somebody, Bob Harper? Wasn't he like a host of another show or something?
Got nothing
got
for
me.
You.
Anyway, we're not done yet. Warren Buffett.
Oh.
Steve Ballmer. Yeah! Tyra Banks.
Now, are these going to
Jessica
rotate?
Alba.
Are they going to rotate through in the boardroom?
No, there's going to be 24 of them in one episode.
All talking over each other. And I think, no, that's ridiculous. I don't believe so. We'll be right back.
Bob, your Harper guy is from The Biggest Loser. He's a trainer
that's
on The Biggest Loser.
That's right. I knew the name. Yeah. So they will be cycling through.
Johnny Asshole.
No, he did not make it.
That's too bad.
Dick Poop.
In case you're forgetting who the lineup is this year, don't forget on Monday, January 2nd, you will see these stars fighting for the Celebrity Apprentice title. Layla Ali, Brooke Burke-Charvet, Eric Dickerson, Boy George, Matt Eisenman, Kerry Keegan, Carson Kressley, Lisa Leslie. They only have people with alliterative names. John Lovitz. Oh, he's a good businessman.
I've heard.
Yeah. I used to work at his comedy club.
Yeah.
That went under. Vince Neil. Snooki. They've unearthed Snooki.
Yes, they have.
Kyle Richards. Chael Sonnen. Portia Williams. Ricky Williams. Carney Wilson.
Well, there are 100?
No, there's a lot of contestants. That's all.
It's 100 contestants and 24 judges.
Yeah.
Crowded show.
I feel like I'm in.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be in initially. I'll give him a chance.
Yeah.
Wow me, Arnold. I don't know what that means.
Wow. You've been saying that your whole life.
I have. Hey, Hollywood Babylon is a show I do with Kevin Smith. Speaking of John Lovitz and his failed comedy club, we perform at a much better club now called The Improv on Melrose, and we've been there for a long time, and we love it there. Come by Friday night. That's tonight, 10 p.m.
No.
Go to improv.com to get your tickets. See me and Smith crack wise while you enjoy a nice cold cocktail. Today's celebrity birthdays. Lucy Liu is 48 years old today. Nelly Furtado celebrates her 38th birthday. Britney Spears is 35. Quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, is 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time to make you some money with our friend RJ Bell in Las Vegas, the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Let's hear that great theme song, shall we?
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Mr. Bell, sir, coming off a winning week last week. How are you today?
You know, I just feel bad for the listeners because once the Super Bowl's over and there's those months and months and months between football season, it's not so much for the picks. They're okay. They're good. But that song, you know,
right?
Did not hear that song.
That's a good point. Thanks for thinking of our listeners. We appreciate that.
I tape it, so I listen to it at home. So it's easy for
it's
me.
It's RJ's ringtone. RJ, I have a question before we get into this week's picks. And again, congratulations on your 2-1 on last Friday's show. And that is, the Cowboys are such a phenomenon this year that nobody saw coming. I mean, they're the Donald Trump of the NFL. Who would have ever predicted it at the beginning? I mean, once Tony Romo went down, we thought, well, that's it. The Cowboys are out of it for the next 5 years. All right, so they win, they win, they win. How does it work in Las Vegas when a team runs up 11 in a row? Are the odds better now that they're going to win or better now that they're going to lose? Going to win because they're obviously a great team, going to lose because nobody wins them all. What does Vegas do with that?
You know, it's funny. That's called the do theory, right? With being do is there is a small percentage of bettors that think, oh, they've lost a lot of games. It's, you know, they're finally due to win. And the other side is they've won a lot of games. They're finally due to lose. That's a minority, though. Most bettors look at winning and say, give me more of that, especially when they cover the spread. Because remember, a team winning straight up is really an abstraction for a bettor. It's like, oh, if you're a fan, it's great, but you don't care if they win straight up. You care if you cash your ticket. And even though Dallas has won all these games straight up, they've actually won most of those games against the spread. So think about it as positive reinforcement, right? If you bet on Dallas, you've pretty much won money this year. If you bet against them, you've lost money. We all know when good things happen, we keep doing them. When bad things happen, we try to stop. People are betting Dallas more today, this week, next week, than they did at the beginning of the season by a large margin. That said, for those who did have a ticket yesterday, that late score, Dallas was controlling the game. They had the spread covered, late score, missed two-point conversion, and Dallas bettors actually lost yesterday. But on the season, they've won a lot of money if you bet Dallas.
And by the way, I have to give you all the credit for picking last week correctly. Your best bet was the Redskins plus 7 at Cowboys. Cowboys won that game, but the Redskins covered spread. So it's exactly what you're talking about.
And I think it was an example. If that game were played even a month ago, the line would have been closer to, you know, 5 or 4.5. But all that Dallas success had a premium on it, and it was up a little too high.
Okay, let's move on to Week 13 in the NFL. Your big dog game involves our Los Angeles Rams. They're playing the Patriots. That's no fun for anybody. How's this one
going
to go?
Yeah, we're going with the big dog Rams here. Now, let's talk generally for a second. Why do you bet underdogs? Because if you listen closely, we're betting underdogs much more than we bet favorites. And here's why. Is when you have an underdog, your interest and the team's interest are always aligned. If you're losing the game, you want to get closer to try to win the game, right? So the Rams, if they're down 21, they're going to try hard to try to, you know, make it a closer game. But if you bet the favorite, your interests are not always aligned. because you might be up by 10, laying 13, and you really don't care if you win by 10, 17, 3. You just want to win the game. And that's been the case even with Belichick. People might say, well, Belichick, he can transcend that. When the Pats are double-digit favorites, 33-4 straight up. That's awesome. 11-25 with one push against the spread. So even the Pats don't cover as big favorites. We got Gronk out. Brady is gimpy. And I think that's going to make New England even more conservative if they do get a big lead. And the Rams, they've been conservative because they're trying to protect their new quarterback, Goff. He's not ready to throw the ball downfield too much. Conservative means lower scoring, means closer games. And Fisher has had a great career, coach of the Rams, as an underdog. In his career, 30 games above 500 as an underdog. Added up, big dog of the week, Rams plus 13.
Al, are you going to let RJ call Tom Brady gimpy? You going to stand for that?
He ain't wrong.
He's way gimpy.
He's beyond.
All right. Your best bet is the Oakland Raiders, another one of the surprises of this NFL season. You've got them at -3 as Buffalo comes to town.
Yeah, this one's a little complex. I'll keep it simple, though. We do have the Raiders, but I think they're the most overrated team in the NFL. No, wait. They're overrated, but you're picking them? They're overrated by the public. The public loves this impressive record, but they've been so lucky in close games. They're 5-0 in games decided by less than a touchdown, and that's a huge element of luck that's not sustainable. The public doesn't realize that, so they just go, oh, 9-2, that's awesome, Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. But Vegas knows all about it, and it's accounted for in this number. Let's think about this number. We've talked about it for years. Home teams in the NFL are favored by 3 points. That's their home field advantage. If they're playing a team they're equal to, then the line's going to be 3, right?
Right.
Home field advantage.
Right.
Well, this line's 3. Are you really telling me the Raiders at 9-2 are equal to the Bills at 6-5? Well, it shows you Vegas is accounting for all the things that's made the Raiders lucky, and they built it into this number. But here's the flip side. The Bills have had a lot of things that's made them lucky just to be 6-5. They're just not as obvious. So you got two overrated teams. One of them is accounted for in the price, the Raiders. The other one, the Bills, is not accounted for. So we're getting a Raiders team that's overrated but actually better than the Bills, and we're only laying 3 at home. That's why our best bet of the week, Oakland -3.
Anyone else's head hurt after that explanation?
Hey, it's fun. Listen, if sports betting were simple, people would get sick of it after a year or two. People who start up, oftentimes, it's the rest of their life because there is so much interesting complexity.
There certainly is. All right, the big game of the week for Week 13 is my beloved Seattle Seahawks, who I don't remember them ever looking worse than they did last weekend against Tampa Bay. They got the Carolina Panthers coming to town. What's up with that?
Yeah, we're going with Seattle laying a touchdown here. There's a concept in Vegas called the Dream Crusher, right? We should get – it'd be great to have some sound around that, the Dream Crusher. And what is that? It's the goal of a team entering the season. When that goal becomes impossible – the next game, the team usually doesn't play well. Because think about it. Your dream has been crushed, right? You're not doing that last 5 minutes of work at practice.
Right.
Well, Carolina, in the Super Bowl last year, obviously they wanted to go back and win it. They can't even make the playoffs now. And because of their dream being crushed, you have guys like Luke Kuechly, one of their best or their best defender. He could play maybe he couldn't. Looks like they're going to sit him out. Why? Because really this game doesn't really mean all that much. And at the professional level, for Carolina, it doesn't mean much. At the professional level, even if you're 5% less enthused, 5% less intensity, it can be a huge difference. Flip side is Seattle cares about this game. Why? Carolina knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Sunday Night Football this week, crowds rocking. Seattle has the best home field in the NFL. It's even better in competitive games. Seattle, when they're not favored by more than a touchdown, 15-3 against the spread at home. And Seattle is even better later in the year. In December, last 5 years, Seattle 18-3-1 against the spread. Why? Physical teams like Seattle do better once the other team has been beat up throughout the season. Added up, big game, Seattle. I think they're going to crush Carolina.
All right. Seahawks minus 7 hosting Carolina. Oakland is the best bet, minus 3 hosting Buffalo. And the Rams plus 13 at the New England Patriots. You can find so much more on all the other NFL games this weekend, including your USC college football surprise at pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. RJ in Vegas on Twitter. Let RJ know how you do if you put some money down. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Type for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Beans. What's good? You tell us what's good.
I'll be surprised if we don't hear from some Raiders fans who are mad at RJ. That's fine, too. Whatever else is going on with the weekend, with the holidays, you got questions, you got comments, you got complaints, we got room for all of it. 1-800-520-1067. Be part of the show. Kevin and Beans, what's good? Coming up after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Beans show. It's 24 minutes after 7.
You knew the song was going to end. Don't start eating.
I was tuning as fast as I could.
1-800-520-1067. Your calls on any topic. It's Kevin Beans. What's good? Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Right. Let's help a listener out. Jorge is on line one. He's in Orange. He's got a dilemma. He's looking to us for some advice.
Wow, that's a bad move already. Jorge, hi.
Hi, good morning.
You have a dilemma?
I have a conundrum. I don't just have tickets, but I have backstage passes to Acoustic Christmas.
Right.
Now, my issue is, do I take my wife or take my brother or a friend? My wife, she'll have a good time, but she's not a connoisseur of the music.
Mm-hmm. Does she want to go?
Sure.
You think your brother would enjoy it more?
Yes.
Which of them is more likely to have sex with you at any point? That's who you take, sir.
All right. That, we solved that one for you. That's an easy one. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Tyler Sherman Oaks, line 3. Let's see what this is about.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. What's good?
So I drive my kids to school every day. I have 11-year-old twin girls, and we were listening to a segment a couple of weeks ago, and Bean was being his typical self, and my daughter Isabel said during the segment, "Bean is a poo."
Your daughter has some great insight.
Yeah. I got called out by an 11-year-old as being a poo?
I'm afraid so. And I can't remember the segment, but I asked her, I said, why was he being a poo? And she said, he was just being mean to somebody.
Yeah.
That is not, yeah. That doesn't sound like the me I know.
That's an accurate read. Tyler, I'm with you. I'm with your 11-year-old daughter.
All right.
That's a good call. Thank
you.
Well,
you tell her that the mean man says stop it, all right?
Well, that'll take care of it. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Francisco Islos, line 8, please, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Francisco.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's good?
So I want to talk about the Zero Club.
The Zero Club, okay.
Yes.
So I drive a 88 Volvo, so I don't know when my car is going to be on empty. It doesn't tell me how many miles I have. So
right.
Basically, I drive it so it starts shaking on me. Then I have to go put that.
Okay.
That doesn't sound safe.
That sounds like a fantastic strategy. Look, if there's no way to know how you're going to get into the Zero Club.
That's a solid plan.
Yeah, you got to trust your mechanics.
So I have never run out of gas, luckily. Well, one of the funny things, I was driving with my kid one day. He's 3 years old. The car started shaking on me, and he's all like, uh-oh, Daddy, is your car braking?
Right, and you said, no, Zero Club, son. That's right.
Zero Club, so I want to get a T-shirt or something and some hats. to rock it everywhere.
All right, we're gonna hook you up, Francisco. We'll put you on hold and we'll get you a Zero Club T-shirt. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. And by the way, Kevin, you're as the king of the Zero Club people. The best advice you have is if you're going to take a chance on running out of gas, right, make sure you have a bunch of little kids in the car with you. Right?
Yeah, there are a lot of people making some terrible decisions. Like when it was pouring rain, there was somebody that was doing it, somebody with kids in the car. I mean, really, the idea behind the Zero Club is not to get yourself killed or hurt.
We got I think it was a tweet or Facebook, I can't remember where, this morning from somebody who was criticizing all those who try to get in the Zero Club in the city where it's easy to walk to a gas station. He says the Zero Club doesn't even count unless you're in the middle of nowhere. You got to be like 40 miles from gas to make it really fun to be in the Zero Club.
I like it.
All right, let's try one more. Let's try David in Ladera Ranch, please. Line 7 up next on Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's good with you?
I am walking around with a big puffy chest this morning.
Okay.
My wife said something to me that I think every woman should tell their man before they go off to work.
Okay.
She said, honey, you're having a good penis day today.
Was that something you did earlier with her or just like
just
the
general?
Way it looks in your pants?
I just, you know, I had a nice warm shower. Not that I did anything inappropriate in the shower. Just a nice warm shower. Your body's relaxing. And apparently, things just were looking a little
just
better
look good.
Than normal.
Yeah,
good
some
for
days,
you, David.
Like,
body parts like, some days look a little fuller than other days. That's all.
Exactly.
Congrats on your
not
good
have
penis
a great day.
Right. Agreed. That's agreed. Thank you, David, for the call.
Hey, and
for bragging about your good penis day.
Well, and I think his point was to share advice with other ladies out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Girl, tell your man.
Right. Tell your man.
Well done.
And
sir.
It doesn't happen unless there's a picture, right? Is that what we're saying?
No, we're not saying that at all.
We're not saying that?
No. Kevin at krock.com.
That's my bad. What's good? Beer Mug was at the Hollywood Christmas Parade and got some interviews, and we've got those for you coming up in a half hour.
Does he really talk to Santa Claus?
Yep.
Oh, can't wait.
Sure does.
Hey, speaking of Santa, do you mind if I ask this question? I was listening to the radio the other day, and somehow they got on the topic of holiday safety tips. And somebody gave out advice that sounds suspect to me. And I want to know if you guys think this person is right or not.
Okay.
They were saying if you are a type of person who uses a live Christmas wreath, you hang it on your window in your house, whatever, one way to keep it looking fresher longer is to trap the water inside by spraying it with hairspray.
Right.
Have you heard that before?
Yes.
It's with
flowers. I heard that with flowers.
Hairspray, really?
All I thought when I heard that is, hey, let's make it a fire hazard. Like, it's not already dangerous enough to have that in your house. Now let's spray it with hairspray, and I just feel like it would be super easy for something like that to go up in flames.
I mean, if you're smoking at the time when you put it on, maybe.
As a lot of people do, by the way.
But I think once you spray it on and it dries, it's all right. I don't think
really?
It's... Really?
Because I felt like hairspray was super flammable, and that's why I was concerned about that. And then I started thinking about then I just started getting all paranoid and worried about, this time of year.
Like you should.
Well, I mean, I live in a 150-year-old house, and now I've got a big dead tree in the middle of it, and I'm worried, like, how am I going to not die somehow this season? So I asked Dave, is there anyone we can talk to
I'm sorry, you have a tree, and so your thought is, how am I not going to die?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like we skipped about 10 steps in there.
Well, the part where it catches on fire and burns this mother down.
I see.
So I says to Dave, I says, who can we talk to that will set my mind at rest so that I know how to be safe and our listeners can be safe throughout the holiday season? So we have Alan Tullis on the line from the American Safety Board, and he's kind enough to join us on KROQ right now. Hello, Mr. Tullis.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Happy holidays to you, sir. This is a real concern this time of year. There are a lot of things that can go wrong. You're talking about Christmas lights and trees and fire and all sorts of stuff, right?
Sadly, yeah. The holiday season does bring with it certain dangers and concerns that we don't have to face during the remainder of the year because you are adding additional potential dangerous elements to your home with decorations and lighting and trees, as you mentioned. So, but, you know, there's no reason you can't have a happy and safe holiday as long as you follow some simple rules and keep caution in mind.
All right, and I want to hear some of your rules, but can you answer my question about spraying the hairspray on a wreath? Because that still strikes me as dangerous.
Well, most people use their wreaths for decorating outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're putting hairspray, as I heard you say, on a wreath and you're hanging on your front door or outside your home, there's very little danger of a fire hazard in that situation. Most hairspray is more flammable when it's being sprayed because the propellants themselves are much more flammable.
Okay.
But some hairsprays do contain alcohol, and of course that is flammable. And if you put it on a dry reef, a tinder like that, and it's exposed to open flame, mm-hmm. of course you do run the risk, but not necessarily more so than you would otherwise. It's just a good idea to keep anything like a reef or a tree away from open fire, and that's candles, fireplaces, that kind of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else do you have for us and our listeners to make sure that they make it to the to January 1st?
Well, we are talking about trees. Try to check for freshness if you're having a live tree.
Okay.
You want the tree to be green. You want the needles to be hard to pull from the branches. Make sure it gets plenty of water if you put it in your home. Also, if you're getting an artificial tree, make sure you look for a label that says it is fire resistant. That's important.
Okay.
And also, when you're decorating your tree, keep in mind that many ornaments that you use on trees are, in fact, blown glass. And so those can be dangerous not only to children and to pets, but even to adults as they hang them up on the tree. Like,
ow! God damn it! Son of a bitch!
What, Alan, what's going on?
Shattered a glass ornament in my hand.
you gotta be careful with that.
Why did you have a glass ornament in your hand?
Because I was demonstrating how to hang it. Okay,
my bad.
Oh, that's a tendon right there. That finger's never going to bend again.
Okay. Oh, this is awful.
Don't worry about it. I'm fine. Also, when you're hanging lights on your tree, you need to make sure that you inspect them carefully before you hang them. Make sure there's no frayed wires or don't never use electric bulbs, by the way, on a metallic tree if you happen to have a metallic tree.
Oh, because I didn't know that.
Yes, if there is a short somewhere in that system, the electrical tree will act as a conductor, and if you
touch
the tree at all, you could be electrocuted. So make sure they're safe, and they're. I would buy new ones every year because if you use old ones like these, like
oh, that's a shock! That is shocking.
You got to be more careful, sir.
Don't do that.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
If you're cutting down your own tree this year. If you're using an axe or a chainsaw,
I hope not. No. You don't have to.
The chainsaw went through my leg.
Oh, no.
I gotta hide a tourniquet. Just gonna tie a tourniquet.
Okay. Is this a bad time? Do you need to hang up?
I'm good.
Okay.
If you have people visiting your home during the holiday season,
right?
Make sure there's plenty of safe parking. Yeah, don't have people parking the driveway because in slippery conditions like ice, they can come right through the wall. And just it's my other leg.
You only had one good leg.
I have no good leg. If you're using a guillotine to decorate your home in the holiday season,
what?
Don't put any of your limbs in the guillotine.
Don't do that.
That's my arm.
What? Why would you do? We don't
have an arm anymore.
Nobody has a guillotine.
I did that Christmas guillotine.
There's no such thing.
No.
What's happening?
Get out! The house is on fire.
The house is on fire. No, this is tragic.
My reef.
What?
The reef blew up from hairspray.
Wow.
It was open flame. It was too close to an open flame.
Wow.
And I just.
You all right?
And also for the holiday dinner, make sure you don't thaw your turkey or ham or anything on an open table. You make sure you thaw it in a refrigerator because you can get food poisoning and botulism, and more people get sick every year from
A rough holiday for Alan.
Seriously.
Okay. All right.
Worse than the guillotine.
All right.
Happy holidays.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
Beer Mug Red Carpet interviews coming up next. And don't forget, we have your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 that you can win. I think next up we're going to be giving away tickets to night number one, I want to say, coming up in just a little
ever
while.
Look?
Jeez, I was looking right at it as I was saying it. I was looking
ever
at
just once glance ahead of time.
I was looking at it while I was reading it. Was it that obvious?
Yes!
It's all coming up on K-Rock. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Speaking of tickets for things, tonight, Hollywood Babylon returns to the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Kevin Smith and I taking the stage to bring you laughter, but more importantly, love.
No.
Do you bring them love?
By love, I mean alcohol.
I see.
That's what some people use.
as a substitute. I know I do. Come on out and check us out. 10 p.m. tonight, The Late Show at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I, we have a pretty good time. I think you will, too. Also, I have tickets to give away for Office Christmas Party.
Yay!
Very, very funny movie starring Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, T.J. Miller, Kate McKinnon, Olivia Munn. What a great cast in this thing. Everybody looks funny.
Looks great.
Office Christmas parties in theaters everywhere on December the 9th, but you will get to see it early at the Village Theater at its premiere on December 7th in Westwood. And you also get to participate in K-Rock's Ugly Christmas Sweater Party on the red carpet. All this can be yours if you call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that number will get a pair of passes to the premiere of Office Christmas Party. It is that time of year, boys and girls. It's the end of 2016. And by the way, F you, 2016.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more eager to get rid of a year than I have this one. A lot of bad stuff happened in this year.
Yeah.
Ralph, I'm sorry to say that
2017 is going to be even worse.
No. But I've been thinking about this a lot. Part of the reason this year seems so bad for people around our age is that so many people that we admired and loved growing up, watching on TV, listening to music by, and everything, died.
Yes, a ton of high-profile deaths.
Yes, a ton. But unfortunately, I feel like this was the leading edge of what will continue on for several years as more and more of those people continue to be into that age.
Yes.
There's always a silver lining.
Right?
Bean can take any story and make it way worse.
Much worse, yeah.
That's his talent.
All right, then. So,
thanks for that input, B.
But what I'm saying is
we're saying no pleasure in saying goodbye to 2016.
Right.
Because 2017 is going to be just as bad, if not worse, you're saying.
I do fear that
mind if the rest of us have hope?
There are a lot of giants walking the earth that are getting quite old, is what I'm saying. Is we're now going to lose more and more of those legendary
giants don't live as long as regular people because they're so large and their hearts are enlarged and they don't last as long.
No, I mean like in terms of their impact to society. I mean, you know.
Move on. Anyway, because it's the end of the year, we're starting to get the lists. You know how much I love the lists.
Sure.
This one in particular comes from Time Magazine. It is the top 10 worst songs of 2016. The worst songs of 2016.
Ah, interesting.
I'm going to take you now down a walk, down a path.
Is it? Okay.
Of bad music.
All right. Path of bad music.
The path of bad music. Okay. We're going to take a walk. Let's take our first step, shall we? And number 10... this, according to Time Magazine, one of the worst songs of the year.
Once I was 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Mama told me.
Goddamn right, Time.
Make yourself some friends or you'll be
lonely. Sweet Jesus.
Now, there are a lot of Kevin and Bean listeners who truly love that song.
F that.
We played that every 4 minutes.
We did play a lot.
Ad nauseum. I think that's what made it even worse than it was because it was on solid rotation. Every third song we played on K-Rock was that song. Time Magazine says it makes you yearn for the artistic integrity of a band like Maroon 5.
Oh.
Here's number 9. Yeah, Britney Spears, her song Private Show.
I don't think I ever heard that song.
In which her voice is so severely distorted in overproduction, she becomes unintelligible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wow. I don't even know what she said.
No one does. It's like the riddle of the Sphinx.
It may not even be lyrics.
Meghan Trainor makes her first appearance on the list of the worst top 10 songs
of 2016. First appearance.
Here's number 8.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go.
How dare Time Magazine for putting that on the worst songs of the year.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Are you kidding me?
I say to that song, no. My answer is no.
I say to that song, hell yes.
I think she's great. I think that song
is
not. I do,
too.
She's a super talented artist.
That song blows.
I like her, and I like that song.
Apparently, she has forgotten. White. Let's not forget that. She's doing like a full-on Destiny's Child impression.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You're saying she's white and she forgot that she's white?
Yes.
Apparently she did. That she grew up on and loves.
Yeah. It's the Iggy Azaleas phenomenon. How about this song at number 7? I Hate You, I Love You, Nash.
I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you.
That's a little bit of an earworm, though.
Time magazine says like the sing-song one. Melody is as obnoxious as an ice cream truck jingle.
Wow.
Mike Posner comes in at number six. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Sure.
Very cranky music critic over there at Time Magazine.
Yeah, what's gotten spot on so far?
It's gotten into Time's ass.
At number five, Machine Gun Kelly with Bad Things.
If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
I don't hate it.
Number four, Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott with their reboot of the Ghostbusters theme.
That is that song on crack.
That may not have been needed.
Hey, we just mentioned her. Iggy Azalea.
What a surprise.
How about Team for number three?
Playing on my team is someone like this, baby.
By the way, it's so interesting hearing these songs all put together like this. It makes you realize why Kiss FM is unlistenable. Because
yes.
The production on so many of these songs is so pumped up and...
It's all the same production.
Unpleasant to the ear.
It's like if you ate nothing but giant spoonful of brown sugar all day long.
Yeah. I'm in. That's good, right?
Yeah, it would be. Uh-huh. But the rest of us would die.
Oh, that would be bad.
We would die.
I see.
Hey, Megan Trainor's back.
Hey.
Number two.
Oh, Megan.
Here's this awful, awful song called Mom.
You might have a mom, she might.
Look, I like
you
Megan.
You might be a mom, you might be the bomb. F you.
I like Megan, but that's the worst song she's ever done.
She is like...
It's terrible.
She's like Weird Al without any humor or self-awareness. Every song sounds like a novelty trick song.
Sort of does, yeah.
They're all catchy, but they're all just empty inside. And number one, Time Magazine's worst song of 2016, I give you... Written for a movie about trolls, Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling.
I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance.
Gotta tell you, I love that song.
I love that song so much.
I love that song. I do.
Every time that comes on, I am in my car just like, woohoo! Do it, JT! Yes!
Not since Footloose has there been a more insipid song about dancing that means nothing to anyone anywhere.
You know me, Dance or Die.
I've heard that.
Love that song.
Bean, do you love that song?
Absolutely. Great song.
That
great
song will go on to haunt people at wedding receptions for the remainder of our lives.
That's probably true as well.
That song was like, to me, it was like Uptown Funk. The first time you heard
not
it, you
even
thought,
close.
That's a song I'm always going to like.
Uptown Funk is a well-crafted song with much to enjoy.
Love that song.
Agree to disagree.
Nope. This is a syringe full of antifreeze shot into your eyeball.
Oh.
I don't know if sure that's a good or bad thing, but I'm assuming it's bad.
Seems bad.
All right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, is 33 years old today. Britney Spears, one of our award winners. We were just talking about her. She's 35 years old today. Nelly Furtado is 38. And actress Lucy Liu, the lovely and talented, 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
A couple of Friday nights from now, December 16th on the CW, you will tune in for a two-hour primetime special called the 85th Annual Halloween Christmas Christmas Parade. And 85 years it's been going on?
85 years, and it's been terrible every year.
Why isn't it better?
It's just bad. It's janky. And there's never any celebrities you want to talk to.
But as a kid, I remember growing up and always wanting to wait till the end to see Santa coming down the street.
Did you go?
It was huge. Oh, no. I watched on TV.
On TV, okay.
Yeah. Well, my parents would wake me up.
But Santa showing up at the end of the parade is the same thing with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Is that for many people that's their childhood memory of when Christmas got real. Because there's the old man, right?
Sure.
3.2-mile U-shaped route through the streets of Hollywood. Over 5,000 participants in the parade. 5,000 participants? That many people in the parade, Muggs? Is that right?
I didn't stick around to watch the parade.
You're just there for the...
He was upset.
I was upset.
Muggs was mad.
Well, look, first of all, I had a crazy sinus infection, and I wasn't feeling good to begin with. But when I got there...
and that's our fault.
All the stars that were slated to be, like, big parts of the parade, like Eric Estrada, Kenny G, Robert Wagner, who's, like, one of the Grand Marshals, they just walked right... Robert Wagner didn't even walk the red carpet. He looked at me and just... I mean, he left quicker than Natalie Wood got off that boat in the 50s.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not a great reference and hurtful.
Whoa. Was that necessary?
I'm sorry.
That, was that love? That is equal to Robert Wagner walking past him.
So I don't want to I don't want to throw out any names, Muggs, in case, sadly, you didn't get to interview them. But I'm curious to find out who you did talk to.
Okay. The first person that he talked to was Gumby.
Okay. All right.
Now, he tells Gumby that he had a small Gumby when he was a kid, and he had a little toy, and he played with him and stuff like that, and Gumby was fine. And then I'm not exactly positive what this question is.
Gumby rocks, first of all. Now, Gumby, what year Christmas parade is this for you?
What year? You mean how many years has he been in the Christmas
parade? Right, that was a well-formed question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then Kenny G, the aforementioned Kenny G, walked by.
Wow, you got Kenny G?
Well, I mean, he didn't get Kenny G. That's not what we're saying. But
Kenny G was there and Beer Mug was there.
But I would like you to listen to how quickly he turns on Kenny G. Okay. He's excited to see Kenny G, mm-hmm. and then he turns so quickly and so hard.
Kenny G! Kenny G! Kenny G.
Right?
I used to like Kenny G.
You could still like him.
No.
The fact that he didn't come over to you on the red carpet is okay.
No, I mean...
It's probably a good choice.
Well, I mean, who wants to talk to Kenny G nowadays? He's lucky anybody wants to talk. I used to like him in his little soprano saxophone or whatever he plays. He's
really?
A dick. He is a dick. Carlos, the nicest guy in the world who comes with me on all these red carpets, even agrees. I mean, he's a dick.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
I don't think I've ever seen Muggs as upset by anything.
Right.
So
mad. How upset can you be at Kenny G, for God's sakes? So then he talks to, and I swear to God, Bean, you're going to have to put this into to context for us, because it's Louis Gossett Jr.
Well.
This is the kind of guy that shows up at the Christmas parade.
He is a very famous, well-respected actor who mm-hmm. won an Oscar for what was his?
Was it A Raisin in the Sun?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Muggs knows that because that's the only movie that he knows Louis Gossett Jr. was in, and he mentioned it to Louis Gossett Jr. in this hard-hitting interview.
You are a Hollywood legend. I mean, you're in so many movies. One was on satellite TV the other day, Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, before my night was going up pretty bad because Kenny G stood me up.
He's really upset. Now he's bringing out Kenny G to other people. Yeah. What's Louis Gossett Jr. going to go kick his ass?
Yeah, hell yeah. But now it's okay. Because Mr. Gossett Jr. stopped and talked with Beer Mug, okay. And I'm a big fan.
106.7. Keep rocking, guys. Keep rocking.
Thank you. Nice guy right there. See, he had the time. He took the time.
To listen to you.
To listen to me.
Because there were no questions and really no answers.
I mean, but he stopped.
He said yes, and then he said 106.7.
He gave me his time. That's all that matters, Kevin.
Wow.
So Muggs runs into Santa Claus.
The man.
Oh, my gosh.
The myth.
Did you make sure to get Kenny G off the Christmas list this year?
Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you might know him as Kris Kringle, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, or Santa Claus. How you doing, sir?
Now, here's my complaint with this guy. Can't you Santa Claus it up a little?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Just a little something. Just give us a little Santa.
Sure.
Just try.
I am great to be here. Having a great time. K-Rock is one of the favorite stations here in Southern California.
You're the man.
Glad to see you here.
You're the man. Now, what do you tell the bad kids? Like when they sit on your lap, what do you tell them?
Super serious question for a guy that's playing Santa. What do you tell the bad kids? Tell me your secret.
Well, what did I tell you?
Oh, I see what you did there,
Santa.
Santa Claus, you're the man. Keep doing what you're doing,
dude. He owned you.
He's the man. Keep doing what you're doing. From Muggs to Santa Claus,
just a regular guy.
Somebody else that Muggs was probably upset that he didn't get to interview.
There goes Cyndi Lauper.
That's it. That's all we got. There goes Cyndi Lauper.
Now, I bet Kenny G talked to her.
Were you drinking by this point?
I was on nasal decongestant, so I was feeling a little drowsy.
Mm. So a magician comes up to him named Nathan Fan? Is it Fan? I don't even know I heard you say it differently three different times. And our cameraman Carlos is out there, and for some reason Carlos makes him restart. And Muggs now really upset over the whole Kenny G thing. Is not going to take it.
From Masters of Illusion, Mr. God damn it, Carlos.
God damn it, Carlos.
I mean, really, this is the Hollywood Christmas parade.
Sorry, Carlos.
Is it possible we sent the wrong guy?
I'm not feeling a lot of Christmas spirit, that's for sure.
And then the guy you were interviewing said, God damn it, Carlos.
But he was being funny. The magician was being funny, but not Muggs. Muggs was angry.
From Masters of Illusion, Mr. Nathan Fawn, or Fan, right?
Fan.
No, I like it.
Okay, now.
You pronounce it.
So he says his name wrong, and then he tells him how much he likes his name. That is what happens.
Or Fan, right?
Fan.
No, I like it. I like your name. Your name is great, but you're an even better magician, right?
Well, thank you. I don't know about that. I just...
Whoa! Uh-huh. He just coughed up all those cards.
That's gross. I thought I had that checked out. I need to go back to the hospital.
He did a magic trick for you right there in the line?
Right there.
Wow.
And then... Muggs, who's talking to a magician who's nice enough to talk to Muggs at the Hollywood Christmas Parade, Muggs tells him what trick he doesn't want to see because he knows how it works. This happens.
Now, so if you were ever to do a card trick on me, Nathan, don't do the Svengali one because I know how that works. But anything else, I forgot where I saw it. So at a magic store, I think at Universal City Walk one year.
Do you think this is over? You think that story's over?
No. Nope.
Good detail.
I think it's just
and the guy showed it to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to know how that works. And then I bought it, and then I knew how it works. But then it ruins the trick for me once I know how it works.
Why are you whining at him? Because you learned about a trick. He's a magician.
I didn't want to hurt his feelings if he showed me that trick. I know how it's done.
Right, but who said that would be like going to a concert and insisting that the act not sing a song you don't like? A song. I don't like it. I've heard it.
Yeah. I mean, it's his act. Let him do what he wants.
Hey, look, I'm the paying customer, okay? You weren't the paying customer. You were there for free.
Whatever.
All right. Lou Ferrigno stops by, and Muggs tries to recreate that magic.
Big Lou, since the last time I saw you, how's life been for you up till today?
Life has been great. Couldn't be better.
You're the man. Thank you, Lou.
You too. Enjoy the parade.
Will do. There it is.
There it is.
Oh,
good
Muggs.
Interview.
So after that interview, I just want to recap. After that interview, Muggs very confidently said, there it is. Mic drop.
I was just happy that it was over.
It wasn't over yet because Muggs then ran into Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
there
we go.
Yeah. That's the star we've been waiting for.
Now, Bean, what would you guess if you had to? What would you guess that Muggs says to Chuck E. Cheese?
Boy, this is a tough one because we've talked so much on the show recently about Chuck E. Cheese. I'm going to say, having not heard the interview, that he's going to tell Chuck E. Cheese how much our man Ralph loves going to the restaurant.
In excruciating detail.
Ladies and gentlemen, here with none other than Mr. Chuck E. Cheese and Helen Henny from the famous Chuck E. Cheese restaurants. Now, Kevin and Bean, who are my bosses... They did about a 10-minute break on Chuck E. Cheese the other day because our resident showbiz movie buff guy, Ralph Garman...
you don't need to go back to the beginning. I mean, really, you can just say, some of the guys on our show love your restaurant. Boom, you're out. You start with Kevin and Bean, then you go to Ralph.
I tend to over-explain.
Really?
Yeah. Loves your restaurants. Okay. Loves your restaurants. I mean, we'll go to bat for you 100%. He has I believe she's six years old. Okay. And he'll go there whether she's there or not.
By the way, Chuck E. Cheese hasn't said much at all, right?
No, I'm wondering
loves
if
the
they get
pizza,
to talk at all.
And there's a game there, which I forgot, which he said, I think it's like a crane game, or it just gives so many tickets away. I want you guys to give a shout out to Ralph, because he's going to be so jealous that I'm hanging out with you guys right
definitely.
Now.
Definitely. Ralph, so... The only thing that Chuck E. Cheese can say is Muggs says he has to give a shout out to Ralph. So he does.
What's going on? It's Chuck E. Cheese and Helen Henny. We just wanted to say thank you for loving our restaurants, and we can't wait to see you next time. We've got a pizza with your name on it.
You hear that, Ralph?
Right?
By the way, that was Chuck and Helen's handler. So they didn't even talk. It was the handler. They have handlers.
You expect a Chuck E. Cheese in the costume? Did you expect
a little
costume
disappointed? Yeah, I wanted him to talk.
The mic up to his cheese.
Yeah, I wanted him to say something. He says something in his restaurant. I wanted him to say something on the red carpet. There it is.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 26 minutes after 8. Still love that song. Still love it.
Me too.
When it's minutes away from your tickets to go see Green Day and Beck and Weezer and Bastille and all the rest on night number two of the sold-out K-Rock Almost to Christmas 2016 at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll have you call in for those. First, though, Ralph did a story yesterday in his Showbiz Beat about Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. Now, I don't care anything about either of those, but the angle was interesting in that they picked a wedding date based on Rob Kardashian's lucky number. And it's July 17th of next year because he loves the number 7. He wants to get married on 7-17-17 because he thinks that's going to be good luck for him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talked about it yesterday in the Showbiz Beat, several members of the show said that they have favorite numbers, but nobody feels like they have a lucky number. And I was wondering if our listeners have lucky numbers, because apparently this is a thing for a lot of people. Have you guys heard about it?
I mean, I've heard of favorite a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But lucky, I don't know. I've never met anyone that chalks stuff up to luck because of a number.
Right.
If you have had Chinese food lately and you've opened up your fortune cookie, oftentimes you will see a lucky number put on it, for instance. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that's maybe – is it perhaps just more prevalent in China, for instance? Because we hear a lot about lucky numbers in China. People pay outrageous amounts of money for license plates or phone numbers or things like that.
It sounds racist.
They want a 7 or they want a 4 or whatever's good, whatever's bad. I don't know. But you think we'll find some people who have a lucky number?
Yeah, I would suppose so, yeah. And people probably pick their lottery tickets based on those numbers.
Mm-hmm. I pick – if I have to pick a number, I just pick on what I'm drawn to, and that's 33. I don't think it has to do with luck, though.
Don't think it's a lucky number. It's just a number you like.
It's just a number you're drawn to. Maybe you had it as a kid. You were an athlete, that type of thing. Or you liked athletes with that number.
Right.
Something like that. But I don't know so much about luck. I think it's just your favorite.
So if you were to pick a lottery ticket, would you pick that number?
I'd pick a 33 in it.
You
for
would.
Sure.
So is
even if that's associated with Larry Bird?
Larry Bird.
I mean, seriously.
Marty McSorley.
Right. Second one, fine.
Patrick
First
Ewing.
One, no.
Jason Veritek.
Everybody except for the...
Patrick Waugh.
Everybody but the Celtics.
Okay. Is right. Rob Kardashian a dumbass for picking a wedding date that has a lot of 7s in it because that's his lucky number?
Well, here's the thing about that. Who cares?
Yeah.
But... it's not going to make his marriage any more successful.
No, they might not even make it to July.
Right.
That's a good point.
So while he might see it as a lucky number, I don't know that it will help him in any way.
Right.
All right. Well,
so maybe it's just numbers that you prefer, your favorite numbers.
But I think that's different, though.
It is, but some people will take it a step further and say my favorite number is my lucky number.
I wonder if we have anyone who believes a number has been lucky for him or her. That's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. We're rolling the dice here. This could be one where nobody has a lucky number, but let's find out if Rob Kardashian is all alone. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Allie, I just got a tweet from somebody who tattooed the number 33 on her foot.
Ooh.
Because that's so lucky for her.
I respect it. It's my favorite.
You guys should be best friends now.
I think we are.
Allie's is now that's your favorite number, but you say you don't have a lucky number, which is what we're talking about.
I feel like it's
here,
also my lucky number because it's what I do for everything. Yeah. If I have to pick a number.
So it sort of serves for both.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're trying to understand the phenomena of people who believe they have lucky numbers based on what is what we want to hear at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start in L.A. with Jennifer. She's on line 5, please. I think she has at least a reason behind why she picked her number.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Your lucky number is?
My lucky number is 9.
How come?
Well, it's based on numerology. And
because that's a thing.
That's a major thing. Oh. So we have all different types of things with numerology, like the numbers of your month you were born, the numbers that you calculate your name. But what's called the life path number is based on adding up every number of the day you were born, including the year. And once you add it all up, it's usually a two-digit number, then you add those two numbers together, and that number is your life path number.
Here's okay. I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here's.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today.
Come on.
That's my thing.
But really, Jennifer. But really,
that's our only follow up. That's all we got.
It's a huge thing, numerology.
Oh, I'm not saying a lot of people don't fall for it, but really, Jennifer, really,
it's a great number. I like the number.
All right. So, I mean, that's tough to argue.
All right. Say no more. If you like the number, thank you for the call. Let's try, let's see, let's go to Steve in Marina Del Rey. He at least is going to show some positive benefit from his lucky number, which is kind of what we're looking for. Is like, why is your number lucky? Prove to me that it is
right,
lucky.
Does it work?
Does it work? Can you do that, Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good, thank you.
Sometimes the universe just calls out to you and says, you need to know this number, and you need to love this number. And for me, it's in Vegas. I rolled 8 hard eights in about 8 minutes.
Okay, right. that's fantastic that you had a lucky night one.
But it sounds like you added that 8 minutes just to complete the story.
No, it seemed like forever.
Who's timing it? Who is timing your rolling?
Yeah, look, I was rolling for a long time. I don't know.
But my point is not even the minutes. Is yeah, you won some money by rolling eights. That's great. That happened that one time, that one night. Right, but that does look. If that worked, you wouldn't be on the phone with us at 8:30 in the morning. You'd be so rich, you wouldn't get up till the afternoon if that eight really worked like that.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Steve. Was it just that one trip?
You keep winning with eight. If eight were that lucky,
was it just that one trip?
No, it was like 8 trips, man. Come on.
8 trips,
eight.
Of course.
Oh, of course it was 8.
Of course it was.
All right, you're shaky as hell, but thank you for the call.
I think it's great, though, everyone calling and explaining why it's their favorite number. You should definitely get mad at them.
Yeah. I'm telling them they're wrong.
It does make sense.
It's ridiculous.
It does make sense for you to be angry.
It.
Because they're wrong.
But it's why they like it. It's why they feel it's lucky. Let it be.
There's no right or wrong. It's
no.
Just...
No.
He's wrong.
Let's all go right. to Jill, because I think she's the one that may have tweeted.
Oh,
Jill.
Okay, oh. With the tattoo.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. So it went from, like, it's always been my favorite number, but I think it went to my lucky number. Same kind of story. I was in Vegas for my 21st a long time ago, and I didn't know how to play roulette. So I walk up to the table, and I just put a couple chips down on 33, which, like, the odds of that are nothing.
Right.
And sure enough, bam, 33. And everyone's looking at me like, what the hell?
So did you let it ride? Did you just leave it out there and say, let's roll again?
I didn't leave all the money, but I definitely tried it again. It didn't work, but I still, you know, that was kind of like, okay. And then, actually it ties into the X. I think that, I don't know. I won a contest with you guys at 6:33 one time. And I was like, oh, it's just like a good omen more than anything. And I think that's what a lot of people,
that's
I don't believe the whole,
is
I
it,
don't believe the whole numerology thing.
Is it possible?
I don't know.
Is it possible that you just noticed the number 33?
Of course it is.
More, take it easy, B.
No,
you don't have to be so upset.
Because people are
but
silly.
Back
look,
off.
Hold on, Jill.
But it was also Jill's 21st birthday. You add the 2 and the 1, and that's 3. Boom. Suck it,
Jill,
beans.
Lots of good things have happened to you at 7:06 and at 8:24 and at 3:09, but you don't even notice those because they don't play into your narrative that somehow 33 is a lucky number for you. So you exclude all the information that doesn't support your theory. Come on, use your head, lady.
Oh. Isn't that how we do it with everything, though?
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
Jill.
Jill,
yes.
Everybody's fine with you except for Bean. You're all good. Thank you.
All right, we got time for one more. Who do you like?
Who else can,
who
get
else can we
really
yell at?
Mad at?
I don't want to yell at anybody, but don't. Well, stop doing it then.
Don't bring nonsense into my house.
All right. Who has it worked for? Picks it for the lotto. But see, unless it works, gambles with it. Born on the 13th.
This is why we don't let Kevin pick calls very often, by the way.
No, I'm saying, where do you want to go? Because you're looking for proof, and I'm trying to find somebody that you won't yell at.
I want somebody who can prove that they have a lucky number and that it works for
them.
Because otherwise, why have a lucky number?
All right, let's try it with Joanna in Woodland Hills. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, your lucky number is?
It's 24.
24.
Okay. Tell us how and why.
Because?
So, I was born 24th, and, you know, ever since I was young, I've always picked 24 for everything. And recently, I was in a 7-Eleven, and I was just feeling lucky that day. So, I picked the scratcher with the number 24 on it, and I won $5, and...
$5,
right
Dean. $5.
Right
challenge
there.
It.
I mean, I can't argue with that kind of success.
Yeah.
All right, we have a winner.
Joanna has turned it around for me. I didn't realize that's how great lucky numbers were.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
Hey, you guys have seen this controversy, this news event that has been unfolding over the last few months, and it's really coming to a head in North Dakota at Standing Rock. Have you guys seen this in the news?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very, very serious. And
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Well, you're in business, Kevin, because one of our favorite people, a Kevin Bean listener, is there, is actually part of the protest that we don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to end up in jail? Is he going to get dogs loosed on him? Or is it going to be fire hoses? What's going to happen? They're doing bad things to those people that are standing in the way of that pipeline going in. So we're going to talk to him from the scene.
Is he going to take a plane to the head?
Coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean show.
Is he on a sled to the pipeline and it's the top of the mountain and there's no brakes?
That just goes to Christmas.
Anything can happen.
Right? You don't know.
You don't know. Here's the thing, before you guys talk to him.
Yes.
My take on that situation is there are some particular groups in America who are so underrecognized, so their voice is so hard for them to be heard.
Right.
That I think, pro or con, it is sometimes important for other Americans to get involved and stand in solidarity with them for the protest reason alone, so that whatever issues need to be explored get a good, long, hard look.
Otherwise, we ignore them.
Exactly. And I think the Native American population certainly is a group like that. Because of their relative small size and the fact that often they are marginalized and overlooked, that I am glad at least that they are getting some attention and their voices are being heard so that this issue must be dealt with rather than being ignored to a large extent, which I think it would be if so many people that weren't necessarily Native Americans were getting involved.
I agree, 100%.
So,
well said.
So I'm interested to hear what Jack has to say from the scene, because to be there, I'm proud of him stepping up and taking a stand, even if it's just so that we're having this conversation, because we might not be otherwise. So. That being said, let's talk about meaningless things like show business.
That's what we do best.
It is what we do best. How about a 21 Jump Street spinoff? Sure, you've had your Channing Tatum and your Jonah Hill. And they've been wacky with their...
I like them.
Pretending to be young and cops.
Now
I like those
it.
Movies. The movies are very fun.
Maybe they had 21 Jump Street and a 22 Jump Street,
yep,
right?
They did. And you know, there's a 23 Jump Street coming, too.
Right.
Where the 21 Jump Street cops will team up with Men in Black.
Oh, okay.
It's 21 Jump Street meets Men in Black, tentatively called MIB 23.
Okay, that seems unnecessary, but okay.
Come on, it's two great tastes that taste great together.
So weird.
The return of Men in Black, and it's the guys from 21 Jump Street. And as if that wasn't enough.
There it is. Right?
How about a spinoff about two female undercover cops who
you ruined my childhood.
Who look very young.
Oh, sorry.
And so maybe they'll go undercover at a high school.
Will they be super hot?
That's fine. Who's in it?
They better be, or else why watch? Right, Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
I don't know. It'll probably be Anna Kendrick and somebody.
All right.
Saying, ooh, I'm young.
I'd be young.
It's quite the dialogue.
Well, I don't think the script is finished yet.
Okay.
I don't know. It's got potential.
But you're saying Men in Black. Doesn't that sort of stand on its own still?
Well, when's the last time you saw a Men in Black movie?
That's been a long time, but that doesn't mean if they made another one,
well,
I wouldn't be
they're not bringing Will Smith back. He's not going to do it.
All right.
And I don't think Tommy Lee Jones is interested. I think they've done their duty.
All right.
I hope it's Jaden.
With the MIB. Right?
Right?
Oh, Jaden and Willow.
There you go.
The new Kids in Black.
Boom.
And they have a sock line. All black socks.
I like it.
Black socks matter.
No, I don't think that's going to be the slogan.
Oh. Mariah Carey! Oh. We were just talking about her, because all she eats is salmon and capers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope she fills up. I hope she gets her fill of salmon.
Why?
Because she's got a lot of work to do. She's going to be ringing in the new year from Times Square. She is going to be performing live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Right before the ball drops, Mariah Carey will be there just singing her little heart out. Oh, what a lineup this event has. This is the reason you can't not watch. DNCE will be there.
Love them.
Oh,
They're the cake by the ocean people.
Oh, my dear sweet Jesus baby Lord
so
God.
Fun.
They are the cake by the ocean people, yeah.
That's the reason why you don't say,
so
I
fun.
Love them so much.
That's one of the...
Pretty catchy song.
It's Joe Jonas, right?
I know who it
band.
Is and yeah. what they do.
Then what's wrong
Stop
with that?
Stop explaining
that's a,
them.
That's a good New Year's Eve booking, though.
You're talking to a guy who only experiences New Year's Eve by watching
that's
TV,
true,
though.
Through television, yeah.
So...
Thomas Rhett will be on
oh,
fire.
Oh, Thomas Rhett. Right.
And for Kevin, Gloria Estefan.
Oh, dear Lord.
With the cast of her hit Broadway musical, Get on Your Feet. Because that's what was one of their songs with Miami Sound.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't think that's necessary.
This has everything.
I'm not a fan of hers.
Everything to make you get out of your house on New Year's Eve and go enjoy yourself someplace else.
And then...
Hola, soy Gloria Estefan de Miami Sound Machine.
20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Go ahead. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
6, 8,
11,
the ball
going back up? 5, 3, 2, 20.
What?
Happy New Year.
How many?
After that. A lot of New Year's. Can't take more than one. Holy mackerel. Right?
Stupid. Allie wants to
Sorry,
literally.
Sorry, we can't hear you with your voice all amped up. Sorry, we can't hear you.
She literally wants to strangle me right this second.
Ah, Dick. We miss Dick, don't we?
Right?
I know I do.
Yeah.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
This weren't.
You guys!
That was on TV. We didn't broadcast it.
He had a stroke.
Right. You know,
did we
you know
put
what,
it
you know
on
what
TV?
Happens then? You say, maybe I'll step down from hosting the event. Maybe I'll take myself off of my television, because maybe I'm not at the peak of my broadcasting powers. Maybe that's the decision you make.
You are victim blaming.
No!
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
I'm not blaming him for having a stroke. I'm blaming him for going on television afterwards.
It was good to see him that one last time.
Was it? How about the part?
All right, let's cut it down.
All right.
20, you guys,
19,
no!
16, 17, 9, 10, 4, 14.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
What happened?
11, 18, 5, 3, 2, 20.
Happy New Year.
You are all going to hell.
Look,
honestly.
That's been a given for a while, hasn't
Look,
it?
Yeah. I love old people, and I think they deserve love and happiness. But that part at midnight where Dick Clark's wife came from off camera and they started gumming it up on TV with that attempted kiss, but he couldn't quite move his mouth right, that was sad. That was just hard to watch. And that did not put you in the festive New Year's Eve spirit.
Yeah.
Really, Bean? That's where you're drawing the line? Is a man who's had a stroke kissing his wife? You don't want that to happen?
Slobbering
all
over his wife.
I have more problems with him doing broadcasting on a television show.
Bean has a lot of issues with people's mouths and their saliva.
Not being able to perform his job versus him trying to get some affection from his wife. That seems like the most natural, most real okay part of the whole thing.
I'm saying the whole thing was a
miscalculation.
No, you
weren't. You pointed one particular part out that seemingly was innocuous.
Because we've already covered what a bad idea it is to put the man after the stroke on national television. We've already
covered
that.
But him kissing his wife was sweet.
That's the best part of the whole thing.
What's wrong
with you? The only good part.
It was pretty gummy.
That's...
See, this is why we can't have nice things.
Right. Tonight at the Improv on Melrose at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I will take the stage.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Everybody's waiting for it. Hollywood Babylon returns to the Improv on Melrose tonight. Me and Smitty, come on out and have a cocktail. Join us for some laughs. You can get tickets at improv.com.
No.
Mm-mm. Come on,
no.
Trace. Tracy,
no.
You.
No, no, no.
Tracy,
no.
You have worked with Kevin.
No, no. I refuse.
You guys did cop out
no.
together.
Got to check that out.
Yeah.
Rodney will be there. No, 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 no.
That was pretty convincing. I might not go now. That was pretty good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for your Green Bay Packers. He is 33 years old today. Britney Spears celebrates her 35th birthday. Nelly Furtado is 38 years old. And Lucy Liu from
Pyre of the Sun?
No.
No, she's with the
Elementary. Elementary.
Elementary.
Elementary. Yeah. She plays Dr. Watson to Johnny Lee
Curtis.
Hookers.
And the Charlie's Angels movies and
Sherlock Holmes.
And right, other yes. shows that she was on.
Right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks good. For the input.
You know what?
Appreciate
I'm already drowning. Don't throw me an anvil. Thanks so much. I'm all good. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
George Rivero from Lakewood just got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1 along with Bud Light backstage passes. Your chance to win coming up at 10 a.m.
Way to go, George. Nice job. Hey, Jack Burdett is a friend of ours. He's a very accomplished TV guy. He's a producer and a writer on everything from The Mindy Project to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt to 30 Rock. We've had him on the show before, and I've been following him on Twitter for a long time, and I saw the other day that he was literally packing up and flying to North Dakota to be part of this Standing Rock protest. And I thought, you know, as talented and as nice a guy as Jack is, he's really soft. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that December in North Dakota is where Jack Burdett thought he would find himself in 2016. But there he is. So this must be very important to him as it is to so many others. So we thought we'd get him on the line and find out what's going on out there with this deal at Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. Jack, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. And what am I doing up here? I mean, come on.
That was our question.
Look, it's one thing to sit and watch the news and go, wow, I feel real bad for those people, or wow, those people are getting a raw deal, or wow, I wish I could help. But, I mean, to take it to this level where you literally go out and are sleeping outdoors, I mean, what moved you to get this level of involvement, Jack?
A couple things. I mean, what is happening up here is just so unfair. I mean, they are building the Dakota Access Pipeline is this massive oil pipeline that's being constructed to bring crude oil from the Bakken region in North Dakota to Illinois. And it was originally supposed to cross through Bismarck. And the residents there put up such a protest, worried about their own health and safety, which, by the way, is a legitimate concern, completely understandable, that they managed to block it. And okay. then just like what's happened throughout much of history, they said, hey, they looked around and went, there's a reservation down there, and it's the Standing Rock Reservation, which is the home of the Sioux Nation. And it doesn't matter that there are treaties put in place, which would mean putting a pipeline through here is basically illegal. You know, that's what we do. We go back on treaties. So, mm-hmm. So this is sacred land, and even more crucial, pipeline is planned across under the Missouri River, and which would threaten the sole water supply of the Sioux Nation.
All right, let me stop you right there, Jack. Let me just to put it in context. If you know this information, and I know you're by no means an expert on this, but you've been following it more closely than I have. Is there a problem with pipelines creating environmental disasters around the country with leaking into water supplies? Is that a realistic fear anywhere in the country?
It is. I mean, we've seen it before. Look, in Los Angeles, I live out near Porter Ranch, and for a while last year, we had a massive gas leak.
And by for a while, you mean for pretty much all of the year?
Yeah, for months,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah, I had to pack up my family and leave for a couple months because, you know, I had headaches every day, and I was becoming dumber than I normally am, and things like that.
I feel that.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
No, things break, and they even said to go. No, this pipeline will be very safe, except you know there's always a chance of human error.
And, right. Now, let's talk about the protest for a second, Jack, because it had been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks, even before you got there. Can you describe for us the scene? Like, what's it like? Is it a small city there that's just waiting to be literally dragged away so that this pipeline work can be done?
Yes, yes. Now, they've set up a few camps, and yes, and it's, I would say, it seems to be close to, I don't know, 10,000 people out here.
Wow.
Whatever.
Wow.
And it is amazing. It's tribes from all over America, all over the world have come here and set up camp. And so, you know, I felt this need to try to do something. I didn't know what to do.
What happens next week when the federal government's deadline to clear the area is implemented?
I mean, that's a good question. It's when you're up here, you hear a lot of rumors from both sides. And like I've been out at the camps, and these are very spiritual people. They want a peaceful end to this whole situation. They don't want this pipeline could be an environmental disaster, and it's also across sacred lands. They want a peaceful end. I'm worried that...
Is that possible?
I don't know. I really don't know. And
I mean, there's clearly going to be a winner and a loser at the end of this thing. Don't you think, Jack?
Yes, and history does not bode well for indigenous people up there.
But let me ask a follow-up to that. Isn't there a way that they could build the pipe so that they didn't have to do this? Couldn't there be a win-win?
Yeah.
You mean put the pipe somewhere else, Kevin?
I'm just saying, yeah.
You mean where it was originally supposed to be, but since everybody there has money and probably white, said, nope, we're not having it. Instead, let's go back on the Constitution and all these sacred areas that are supposed to be protected.
I don't understand
how this is even happening right now.
How is it legal?
This is outlined in the Constitution. You protect these native lands. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. And the more, I've been up here a week, and the more I learn, the less I understand.
Right.
It's shocking that this is going on.
Let me ask you one final question, because as you know, we run a tight clock here, and we're broadcast professionals, Jack. You know that about us. And that is,
I love you guys so much.
I have heard talk that President Obama, with one swipe of the pen, could end this whole thing. That there's some loophole that he could use right now to do something that would make it impossible for them to put a pipeline there. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard a lot about that up here, and like I said, you hear a lot of stories. I think that's true, and his silence on the whole matter has been a little disappointing, I'll say.
Okay.
Not to get too political, but we're running out of presidential time for this to happen.
Yes, we are.
No, absolutely. I do think that President-elect Trump come out yesterday and say how much he loves this pipeline or something like that. It's the best pipeline or something.
The best pipes.
The best pipe.
All right. How long are you going to stay up there, Jack? What's the end game for you? I mean, you're not going to spend your holidays there. What's the plan?
No. I am coming back shortly. I'm doing what I can. I'm supplying. I'm bringing winter supplies and getting them to the people that really need them and everything like that. But I also get to go back to warm Southern California.
Okay. So you're there to help as you can and provide support, moral and physical and otherwise. And what is there anything you can recommend? I understand there's a GoFundMe page that you're involved with that you might be able to recommend to our listeners.
There is. Boy, I wish I had information on that. It was started by this woman, Libby Venezia, V-E-N-E-Z-I-A.
It's GoFundMe, and you search for Supply and Protect Standing Rock.
There you go. Yes. Supply and Protect Standing Rock, and we will put the link to that up on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page and the Kevin and Bean Twitter account as well. Jack, we appreciate you carving out some time for us today. Like I said, when we saw that you were involved, we knew it was important because you're a good man, and we wanted to find out what was happening. So we will definitely be following this story closely, and we thank you and have a great and safe weekend out there, okay?
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye-bye. We got a lot of... a lot of feedback here on the show about a lot of things, and recently we took an Afro call that I think deserves some attention.
Oh, man, you guys got to stop playing that Allie moaning song.
Agreed.
It's hard to drive with this boner.
Well, oh, I mean, that is a side effect of that.
That took a turn.
Now, somebody else edited the original, right?
Yeah.
A listener.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a listener who painstakingly lifted audio out of the show of Ally McKay making completely non-sexual noises, but put them all together, and it, I gotta be honest, I'm with the caller.
Oh, the company all over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, now you're talking. Go on.
All right. Let's hear some more.
Oh, the best. What? Yeah. I mean, when you put them together, it does indeed sound like
it sounds
that.
Like sexy time is happening. Sure. Yes. Right. All right. So that happened. And then what happened after that? It kind of took on a life of its own after that, right?
Then Halloween Spooks.
Oh, geez.
Somebody said, hey, why don't you put Allie's moaning with Halloween Spooks?
Oh. Halloween Spooks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So then,
you guys, so then
Beer Mug went to the Shake Shack, and he had his mouth full, and then somebody said, hey, you guys should put those two together.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh.
Right?
There are no words.
So that happened.
I've got a few words.
Right?
And by the way, visually, you know, the picture in your mind when you hear audio, that's the most disturbing one of all.
Really?
And I can't imagine what it's like for you, Allie.
Oh, God.
And then we had... You know, you have to have the remix, of course, because that's important. And then we had... Let's see, what was next? Next was...
Purple Rain. It was the Turtles. It was Purple Rain.
It was Purple Rain. Don't even remember
sung by some country singer. I don't remember who. And Ralph and I were singing it. And then somebody said, hey, you should put Allie's Moans in with that.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
Allie doing even white yolk in here.
Right? So that happened. And then the turtle, which is a real video. Mm-hmm. Bean, do you have just the sound of the turtle by itself?
This is the sound that a giant turtle makes when he's having sex. And as soon as the listener saw the turtle video, they said, oh, you got to give me a turtle and Allie remix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
So that happened.
Well, I'm glad that we're here to say we are retiring the Allie Moan segment.
Not quite,
so no need
not quite
to email
yet.
In anymore.
Not quite yet. Look at all the jobs you're creating, Allie. You've become an entire industry.
I mean,
and then, Bean, do you have some of the original audio of the great Vin
Scully? The great Vin Scully. All right.
Scully.
Here's what happened. And then
you will not, you guys.
A listener suggested that maybe the great Vin Scully needs to be added to the Allie mix.
And
the source was a phone call that was made from the White House to Vin to let him know he was going to win the Presidential Medal of Freedom. A little bit of this.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scully.
Yes.
Hi there. My name is Josh Earnest. I'm the White House press secretary.
Oh, my gosh. I certainly know the name. How are you, sir?
All right. So it just goes on, and he says, hey, come to the White House.
Right.
The president wants to give you a medal. So the listener heard Vin on the call and said, oh, I bet Allie wants some of that.
Tom B. Fullery tweeted, Allie moaning plus Vin, please.
You guys don't think it's sacrilegious? Kevin, your finger is on that button. Please don't. Don't. Kevin.
There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Smell it.
Okay, so then that happened.
Finn.
And then the phone call happened. And then Omar put together Allie.
Mm-mm.
And Beer Mug and Vin.
No!
Oh, no!
No!
In a super mix.
Oh,
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There are no words.
No.
I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smell it.
Bye for now.
No clapping.
That's the worst threesome of all time.
The worst threesome.
Should we play it again?
Yes.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
There are no words.
No.
I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smell it.
Bye for now.
He did say yes three times at the end, so.
To bring...
Okay, here, sorry.
To bring him into it, Kevin. Kevin, can you hear me?
That's a great tweet, Tom. Thank you. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Hurtful.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 20 minutes till 10.
Ralph is here with our final showbiz beat, you guys, for the week here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yep.
I'm a little turgid.
Okay. I mean,
you didn't even know that?
Gotta say, Fridays do it for me.
What does turgid mean?
Really?
You got a computer right
you look
there.
That up.
You just punch that into dictionary.com.
Allie, dictionary you spelled D-I-C-K.
As an adult woman, you've heard that word, right?
I've never heard turgid.
Is it spelled shenary? Really? Is that how it's spelled?
I was just saying the first part.
Is that shocking to anybody else that she's never heard that word?
Yes.
No, it's not a...
Turgid?
It's not a word used in common language, really. It's sort of specific.
But my rule of thumb is if Kevin knows the word, everyone should know the word.
Yeah, well, that's a dumb policy.
Right. Why?
Because you're so pedantic.
I don't know what that means.
I should know it. Everyone should know it.
No, he said if I know, everyone should know it. Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, it's hurtful.
Tonight, 10 p.m., Improv Comedy Club on Melrose, the world-famous improvisation. Kevin Smith and I are once again taking the stage for Hollywood Babylon. We really have a good time doing that, and people seem to enjoy it as well. Why don't you come out and check it out for yourself tonight at 10 p.m.? Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Get them the hell out of here!
And then we're doing another one next Friday. Then we're taking a couple weeks off for the holiday, and then we'll be back New Year's Eve at the year.
Go home! Get a job! Get a job!
I have a job. Two jobs,
actually. Two, yeah.
It's our first time doing New Year's Eve in L.A., so we're looking forward to that.
Big mouth!
Well, that is true. I cannot deny.
Especially when he drinks.
Speaking of the holidays that are coming up, here's the perfect gift for someone in your life. Any Green Day fans?
You got any Green Day fans? I would assume a lot, yes.
Well, they're releasing a box set of their 13 studio albums on cassette. You heard
me. What you said
heard me.
The last part.
On sweet, sweet cassette. But wait, there's more.
Do you have a cassette player?
I still have a cassette player.
Do you really?
I have a boom box.
Yes. No, you don't. Really?
A boom box.
Do you roller skate down the street with it on your arm? Right next to your head?
That's racist.
I'm just asking.
Saying, right there.
It's not racist. You're the one that has the boom box.
Don't take so defensive. Kind of makes you look worse.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, really. No, I'm not.
That's right. Turn on that cassette, press record.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then magic happens.
Right.
But wait, there's more in this particular gift box. The set also comes with a boom box.
Yeah! Oh, wow.
Concerned you don't have a cassette player?
How about that?
This takes care of that for you. And a sweet, sweet-ass, beautiful, delicious, old-school leather carrying case for the cassette tapes. Remember the boxes? Remember the cassette box? It would slip in to each slot. You would put your cassettes in there?
Not really.
Oh, dummy.
But okay.
You can pre-order the whole package right now at greenday.warnerartists.net. And it all goes for the low, low price of
$315. $315? What?
Is that your infomercial acting right there?
It's just 13 albums?
It was a lot more than I expected.
13 albums and a boombox.
Yeah,
they're throwing in the boombox.
How much less should they price it?
A cassette case holder.
But on cassette,
thing.
Though, I feel like that would be cheaper than buying the CD, for instance.
What's
on cassette.
Wrong with you?
That just seems like a lot. I'm going to need a deeper discount before I consider that for this holiday
what
season.
What a cheap bastard you are.
Cheap effer.
Let me give that website again for folks who do want to buy it, though.
www.voicesfromspirit.com
/capital V21N5/links.htm.
There you go. That's it.
No, it's not.
It's
Green Day.
Why do some people tune out?
greenday.warnerartists.net.
Or that. Yeah.
$315. That's a song. I'm getting it. Everybody's
www.ladiesgoodhealthmag.com/sex-relationships/867599904/9432&2.html.
Or that.
You know who's not cheap like Bean?
Who?
Dolly Parton.
Ah.
She's a nice lady. You know what's going on with those horrific wildfires in Tennessee right now.
Mm-hmm.
She is helping out those folks who've lost their homes and have had damage from the fires. She's asking all of her Dollywood companies. Those are her Dollywood theme park, of course. She's got a hotel and she's got restaurants. She has a bunch of companies down there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They are donating $1,000 a month for the next 6 months to each family that no longer has a home.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts and wonderful?
That's great.
I know this has been a trying time for my people, and this assistance will help them get back on their feet, she said.
That fire came so close to Dollywood that they could have lost it.
Yes.
Ralph, I have a lengthy paragraph of thanks for that info beam from earlier this week.
Can we get to that next week? Can we touch base?
I'm concerned over the story.
Anyway, I just think it's great what she's doing.
It went on for like a half hour. I think it's great, too.
Yeah, it's really cool that she's thinking of those who are in need at this time. So that's nice. Just saying, it's nice.
It is.
It is. Indeed.
Football, football, football.
Yes.
Let's say you don't have the DirecTV Sunday NFL ticket package.
Okay.
Which, by the way, has changed my life.
Remember, it's pretty great.
Remember football before that?
Yeah, you could watch the two games.
Whatever they were whatever showing. They were showing. You got. Yeah. Or you could go truck your ass to a sports bar that had one of those giant freaking NASA satellites picking up alien broadcasts, and you could watch something.
You spent like 15 years chasing the Eagles on TV, right?
Never really had to. I found a home early on at the Shack there in Santa Monica. And I found,
oh, right.
You know, I was able to find a place. But if you don't have that, you'll be happy to know that CBS All Access, which is the CBS new streaming service, will begin streaming NFL games starting this Sunday. Now, it is a subscription service. You've got to pay a little something extra for it. But you can watch all of the NFL games that are on CBS, including Thursday Night Football, preseason, and postseason
which
matches.
Is roughly half, right?
It's about half. Mm-hmm. AFC. Half of all the games. If you're an AFC fan, then you're in good shape. If you're an NFC fan, Fox usually carries those games. So this is available via CBS All Access for your Verizon wireless smartphone and mobile devices because Verizon has an exclusive mobile phone rights to deal with the NFL. But all CBS All Access subscribers will also be able to watch games on tablets and TV, internet-connected TVs. So what I'm saying is if you want to watch on your phone, you can only get it with Verizon. But other than that, all other devices are good. You can get it on Xbox One or 360, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, Fire Stick TV, and yada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
CBS so cares.
You can get more details at cbs.com. Let you know how that's going to happen.
Ralph, is this the same streaming service that we're told is going to be doing the Star Trek show
they
and other?
They will be have Star Trek Discovery.
Same deal,
Star
not Trek separate series. For sports then.
Nope, this is just part of the package once you get CBS All Access. And I am just a huge fan of CBS and everything that they do.
Same.
For as long as they own us.
Shame on you, CBS!
No, that's not what we're saying.
No, we're saying good on you.
At all, we're saying
CBS.
Good work.
I'm saying less? I don't say less, I say more, Moonves. Right?
That's what you've always said.
I've always said. Uh-huh. That's what I say.
Yep.
CBS Corporate Bull.
Oh, come on. That's not what we're saying.
That isn't what we're saying.
It's the opposite.
We're saying yay.
We're not saying that.
Cheers, not cheers.
Sounds like they misunderstood.
They came from you.
Whoever it was that was
that just walked in your home and sang.
Playing that audio, right.
It was one of those guests that Bean gets sometimes and serves fruitcake too.
Yeah. Just come in for that cake.
Sure.
Today's celebrity
birthdays.
Gotta have
a standing by just in case.
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback from the Green Bay Packers. Since we're talking football, he's 33 years old today. I was getting a lot of calls from his family. Waiting for that phone to ring. Pretty silent. Britney Spears is 35 years old today. Nelly Furtado is 38. And actress Lucy Liu celebrates her 48th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. Have a good weekend, everybody. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness this afternoon. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, let's get baked.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My taste buds is going wild.
Roll another one.
Let's say a little prayer for peace.
Just like the other one.
Watch a making.
This one seems to be about quitting.
Fruitcake.
And I need another.
That and I was all, huh? And then I was like, ah.
And then she goes, what?
And then I go, huh? He was like, what? And I'm all, no.
Sit down.
Roll another one.
It's about ideas, bro.
Just like the
for that one.
This one seems to be about sand.
It's snowing, my God.
I don't have another cent.
That's the arts right there. Laughter, sad, cry.
What?
Just pass it around.
Hey, you want to party on my c***?
Whoa.
Teenage lovers.
I'll just pass it on down.
And that was a disgraceful performance. In my opinion, that sucked.
Okay, no more speeches. Speeches are over.
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Okay, well, we should probably go.
It was so nice to meet you all, except for the girl and the dog.
This is the part where most people would say something crazy and drop the N-word after it. Not going to. Not gonna do that. I don't feel comfortable. I'm out.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I probably have a Jägermeister.
Don't be a dildo. See ya. Out.